Play some fucking tear the club up. Tear the club.
Yo, he's here right now. Shout out Travis Scott. Travis Scott is in San Diego right now. My nephews are there.
Did he sample that or something? I was talking
about Mafia. Oh, I thought you were talking about Travis Scott. No, I don't know.
He's fucking
I know he sampled Beastie Boys though. On that one song. It's like right after Sicko Mode, I think. Or right before it.
I couldn't even name the songs on that album. I love the album, but I couldn't even name the songs.
What's the song that's
I like
right?
NC-17, though. That's
it's like, I think Hit-Boy produced it, too. I gotta, like, find that shit now, because it's gonna bother me. But, yeah, dude, he's here right now. And my brother, I was, like, telling my nephew, too. I was like, yo, buy me a sweater. And he was like, okay, this shit's $100. And I was like, what? And I even went so far to be like, what's the fucking, like, brand? Like, I think I've been hanging out with you too much. No. And I was just like, what's the brand of these shirts? Like,
it's still got the Gildan.
It's just the Gildan.
It.
Yeah, it's a Gildan. And I was just like, bro, get the fuck out of here. $100? Like, I didn't even spend that much after, like St. Pablo tour, bro.
I was in El Cajon today, and I went into, like, this little sports store, and they do embroidery for, like, local teams and, like, baseball, football, softball, baseball, whatever. And I saw them embroidering on these windbreakers, and I was, like, looking over there. I was like, what the fuck? And it said, like, Astro World on there. I walked over there and asked them, like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, because I am hard, you will not
like me. Say you want someone. Say you want someone. Said you want someone.
Say you want someone. I think I got mixed personalities. This bitch switched up my whole mentality. This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she mad at me.
Say you want someone that'll love you. Someone who can please you. Someone who can kiss on and rob you. Fuck you like this.
Like, they had a bunch of old songs, a bunch of old hip-hop. They had Beastie Boys songs in there. They had, the main character is a girl, and she's like, she has a bunch of old, like, the Smiths cassettes and shit like that that she listens to, and it was tight. I was like, damn, the soundtrack for this movie is probably fire. Like,
what's a Transformer movie without a girl? So
was that? Nah, but it was like, they were like, the kids were younger though, so it's not like a, like, super, like, you know, sexy film. I went back and I watched, like, the fucking the Transformer with, like,
Megan Fox in it.
No, actually, it wasn't even that. It was like the one after that with, like, Shia LaBeouf, and he's got, like, a different girlfriend.
Oh, it's the Victoria's Secret model, girl, British, yeah, the British,
yeah,
chick,
yeah.
But I would love to score a soundtrack one day, bro.
Shit, me too, bro. Me and you both.
If you could
bro.
Go back in time and score a soundtrack to, like, any movie that's came out in the last, like, whenever, like, what movie would you want to do?
That's a fucking tough question to put on someone right now.
No, just go. Just fucking.
I remember there was a movie though where I was like, dude, I would love to just.
Or just, what's your favorite movie soundtrack?
Bro,
shit, I'll jump out there right now and say, as of today's date, the Black Panther one was fucking crazy.
Legendary. Oh, dude,
that's just crazy to me. But that's up, like, for so many awards.
That's a fucking hip hop album though. Like, that's a Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd album.
Well, first of all, The Weeknd's only on one song, so you can't say that. But Kendrick fucking just absolutely killed that shit. And it made me feel like I was in Wakanda. Like, before even watching the movie, I was just like, whatever Wakanda is, like, this is what I, like,
this is what Wakanda
this
sounds
is what,
like.
This is what sounded like. It came out before the movie, too, so I was just like, damn, I'm listening to this shit. I'm like, bro, like, I think I know what Wakanda is just by listening to this shit. And I'm just like, I've never even seen the movie yet. Yeah,
that's fire.
But yeah, no,
go for it. What's a movie that sounds cool, like,
man,
to do a soundtrack for?
Putting me on the spot, bro. I can't.
It could be a funny movie.
But there,
or, like,
there
what songs would be, like, on the soundtrack to the movie that you're plotting on, like? Dude. We don't, like, have to answer this if you guys don't want to. I don't know.
Well, I would say, like, as of, like, bro, I don't really watch. I haven't been to, like, a movie theater and seen a movie in a minute. Mm. But, like, the last movie I seen was mid-90s.
Mm.
And, like, there could have been more music in there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there wasn't, like, as many, like,
especially, like, LA skates, like, skate culture. Like,
yeah,
you gotta have music in that shit.
I love the clothes in that movie.
They're for sure.
Yeah.
They
went all out. Like,
they did good in every other aspect.
Yeah. Oh, I love the wardrobe in movies. I fucking nerd out over that shit. Yeah. Especially, like, sci-fi movies or, like, post-apocalyptic movies. I'm just like, who the fuck designed all this? Like, I don't know. My eyes are getting super wide. Sometimes I, like, think people can see us. Like, when we're podcasting, I'm like, people can't see us. Like, my expression doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny. I really like, there's one song on the old Blade Runner movie soundtrack, the Blade Runner with Harrison Ford.
Okay.
It's called One More Kiss, and it's just like the most melodic, like just, it sounds like Frank Sinatra or something, and it's just fucking so epic. Like,
that's hard.
Yeah, you guys got to check it out. It's probably not that cool, but I like it a lot.
Have you ever seen the movie Akira?
Yeah.
Dude, I wish that was like, there should be a modern day version of that. And then I think the soundtrack to that would be hard.
Hell yeah.
With all that visuals and like all the neon lighting.
Oh, Tokyo. Do you remember the fucking Tron soundtrack that Daft Punk scored?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They like released that track because of that movie. It was hard.
Didn't they have like a single off of it? I can't think of it right
now.
They
did the whole thing.
I know, but like they had like a specific single that like that blew up from that shit.
I think, yeah.
I'm trying to think of it, but I just know like, yeah, that whole album sounded pretty
sipping
dope.
The Sam Pellegrino. Oh. That
soundtrack was
fire. That used to be my shit. Damn, dude, you got fire really beverages. That's a shame. Is that beet flavored?
Pomegranate.
Oh, pomegranate. I don't know why I thought that looked
good. This podcast is sponsored by Pellegrino.
Fuck, when I worked at T-shirt Mart, I used to drink Pellegrino every fucking day, bro. I was like, don't talk to me. I haven't had my Pellegrino yet. Like, back the fuck up.
That's bougie talk.
Right, I like there. It just, I don't know, just for the carbonation.
Yeah,
that's AirPod talk. For sure.
Full podcasting, he got his AirPods in still.
Give a guy $1 for drinking Arrowhead. I think I feel sorry for him.
Oh, I feel like I lose one. You fucking drop one.
It's just scary. It's raining.
Yeah, bro.
No, the homie TC said that he fucking...
He went into the shower with his AirPods on. Come on.
I was like, fuck.
I believe it.
He was like, I know I wasn't the only person to do this shit.
No, I think he's the only one. That shit don't sound that common. Like, come on, guy. Like you got either got nothing playing and you just forget them, or you're just like that oblivious to like, I'm just gonna get in the shower and the motherfuckers are waterproof.
Late.
No, I don't believe that. Dude. I think it's too high or something.
They work, dude. They're still
good, huh? I know. I see.
Rossi
did that shit recently. Yeah. I think he said he's done it multiple times. Okay, run it through the dryer.
Well, before
before
we go any further on, let's get the introduction out the way. Welcome everybody far and wide. This is your favorite podcast on a Monday since fucking the beginning of time. Dice Roller Radio.
At least since the end of 2017.
Shit, since motherfucking Jesus broke bread. It's fucking Moses turned the fucking
walk
river, split the river. You already know what it is. Dice Roll Radio episode motherfucking 36. Get the motherfucking sound shit in here. Wait. Oh, it's not going. Dominic, now it is. No, it's not. All right, fuck you. All right. What's good? I'll go by Willby, a.k.a. Willby to Don. Join with me always, the host with the most.
Stilo Suave. Rottweiler.
Fucking.
Got some fucking heavy hitters in this bitch.
What up, y'all? It's Josh Gagan, repping Eclectic Worldwide.
Dice Roll motherfucking radio.
There we go. Vintage. What up?
Here we go.
Sober sport.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming here today, joining us. We are here in the legendary storefront that is here at the legendary Plaza Bonita. The one and only.
So legendary today.
The one and only.
It's been a fucking legendary ass day.
The one and only.
I feel like I caught a fucking legendary Pokemon today.
Motherfucking rerun. If you don't know, now you know. We were here, what? 3 weeks ago, about three, because we were, if you guys don't know by now, we're kind of like on this world tour, San Diego storefront tour.
Rerun.
We were at Whiskey Locker, Rerun, then Rosewood, Five and a Dime.
Oh, that's hard.
Now we're here at Rerun again, some of our favorite stores owned by some of our favorite people who also work here, some of our favorite people far and wide. We got... What, vintage stuff here, too?
Yeah,
all curated by you, right? Yeah.
Me and my friends.
You and your homies? Okay. Yeah.
We got probably there's about 5 or 6 of us.
Yeah. And we're all going to be a part of a very special event going down on Saturday. Dice Roller Radio and Giggin' and Friends present the Rerun 1 year anniversary. Go ahead, get a motherfucking air horn for that. All of us, bro. All of us will be having a big role in that. Somehow, but so you want to start off with that, just like everything going on with Saturday.
Oh yeah, did you already slap a song?
I was gonna do it.
Oh, do your thing, bro. Yeah. Do your thing. No, yeah. Saturday's about to be lit. I was just up there, amplified. I was scoping out the spot with Don and Jordan, and Rafael was up there.
You guys were geeking out. I saw your...
Oh yeah, bro! You seen fucking Don and Raph were on fucking were on Instagram Live like together, bro. They were one was on this side of me, the other was on this side of me, and they were like pointing at each other. I was like in the middle of both of them, like what the fuck?
I was like in a nap and I saw that notification.
I felt like I was like, in a fucking.
I tried to watch it, but it was like they ended it as soon as I jumped in.
Oh shit! Yeah, they were just fucking recording me eating, bro. I had my mouth full of shit. Raph was like filming me. I was like,
It was on his story, bro.
Like you're just fucking stupid.
It was like Monday. Motivation.
Yeah. I was like, you bitch.
You bitch.
Shout out, Raph.
But Amplified, I've never been there. I'm excited to be there. But it's like, what, a tavern kind of thing? Like a bar.
So it used to be this breakfast spot called Halcyon, I think. And it's like by this sick-ass park. We were talking about how they should be throwing fucking festivals in that park. Like, that shit would be a sick-ass spot to do some shows.
Let's do it.
We got to get those permits.
Yeah.
And so now it's taken over by Amplified Brewing Company. If those aren't familiar, they got, I think, a spot in PB. And, like, so now they're in East Village. Super dope, like, upstairs, like, brewery style, like, long tables. And they have a dope, like, patio area where the brands are going to be set up. Yo, peace, my G. Chris Skywalker out of here.
Shout out, Chris Skywalker.
There's gonna be a bunch of vendors, all of our homies from Shop Dope Mo, Monday Suck, Locals Only, of course Rot's gonna be there. We got this brand Psycat about to be dropping right there. Super Sports gonna be in the building, Rerun, you know what I mean? Like this shit's gonna be super lit. And then Dice Roller Radio will be live. We'll be live there. You know what I mean?
We got Play Bonsai as well.
Play Bonsai, yeah. It's crazy. You guys want to see some shit?
Damn, we were, son. Where'd you find this? We were
shit up today.
Oh, that's right.
At the spot.
Oh, yeah. Was it that one thing you
said? Oh, you seen it. Yeah. I forgot.
I haven't even seen the new Play Bonsai.
No, it was super. Like, it just happened to be that we were talking and Don was like, Don and I and Josh were talking and fucking I just dropped
it.
I was like, peep this. I had just gotten it. I was like, peep this.
Oh, that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Damn. That's like some shit you see like.
They sent me the graphic and I just did the color separation on it.
It's like some old dynasty pictures right here.
I love how we found a picture of the exposed roots in the center of the tree.
Yeah.
That's
odd cop.
Yep.
Is that just for the event?
I mean, shit, if they sell out, they're not going to make it in here, but
yeah, right?
But yeah, not some fire Play Bonsai shit. Wow. They got some other shit dropping too.
That's hard. I'll fuck with that shit.
Yeah, bro. So fucking, hopefully I called out everybody that's going to be in there. Rossi's fucking headlining, like me. And
yeah, I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it was just going to be us, right? And then you're like, yo.
Rossi's a lot of changes, but yeah, fuck yeah.
Shout out Rossi Rock.
That just changes the whole event, bro.
Rossi got some fire music. I'm really excited to see what he ends up fucking playing because he got some crazy new shit he's been sending me. Fucking, I mean, obviously it's a Gig and Friends event, so Josh Gig and go me.
Yeah,
the building.
Let's dive into that. I'm sure we'll cover the event as a lot more as we go, but yeah. Let's go down to the whole Gig and Friends thing. That's kind of. Something that you've been doing now for the last year or past year and a half?
Maybe
now?
Since July was the first event for my birthday, for my 22nd. And then we threw one on in October and December with like all three different lineups. There's like no solid lineup. I think that's kind of why I like the name Giggin' and Friends because I can just literally just bring out whoever, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like the and friends part is like, you don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's going
to
be there.
It kind of gives it like a mysterious feel to it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, are you free to come down?
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
So for the first one, I had homies from the Bay come down and celebrate with me. And then, like, homies from L.A. come down. So, yeah. That's through Hickey's and Dry Humps. So shout out Jay. You guys had him last week on the show.
Yeah. Big shout out Jay.
Shout out Five. He's like
a mentor.
Yeah.
He's a mentor to everybody. You know,
I feel like anybody that interacts with that fool just soaks up game. Yeah. Like if you're not soaking up game from Jason Huggins, then you just fucked up.
Yeah, bro. You gotta listen to our last episode. Like I feel like he was really dropping a lot of shit as far as just like being like an OG out here in like this downtown scene and just what it takes to like be able to have a storefront and just be able to just have longevity, which I'm sure is like the name of the game for a lot of us. It's just like, how are we able to like have a, you know, everlasting brand to just like stand the test of time, you know what I mean? Like whatever it is, like that man's brand has been here, like that everyone in San Diego that's no shit about like clothing and all that acknowledges Five and a Dime.
That's crazy. Like. That's the craziest shit, bro. I feel like even when I found out about the brand, like it was already that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like, I was like, wait, Five and a Dime? I've heard of that before. Like, I've seen people in high school wear that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, how old are you, bro?
I'm only 22.
Oh, fuck. Bro, yeah. I'm fucking 28. I found out about that shit, like, damn near a decade ago. Like, literally, it was, like, 2008. Like, I was graduating high school when I found out about Five and a Dime.
Yeah.
And I remember going to their events and shit, and there would be people, like, lined up waiting for their drops. And I, like... What the fuck, bro? To think that like that shit's still happening, you know what I mean? Like,
right? Yeah. I mean, I still have a lot to learn, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just learning about the history of the brand and like, Jay would tell me stories, bro, about when he was DJing in the '90s, and I'm like, bro, I was born in '96. Like, he's been like popping off in clubs in downtown since then, you know.
And imagine like, DJing in the '90s and actually playing like shit like now with '90s music and because like I mean,
yeah, bro, they have a fucking '90s night.
I don't know, but just like, man, that's crazy. Like, playing 90s music in the 90s, like, must have been lit.
Yeah, that's like dropping, like, whoever's hot right now and then fucking 2000.
Did it have the same impact, though, do you think? I don't know. Like, when people played Hypnotized by Biggie in the 90s, you think that has the same impact as someone playing Sicko Mode out here right now? That's a big question, I feel like.
Yeah, it just depends on the age group.
That's true.
But but think about, okay, so
it
tell
just
me.
It didn't reach that many people because there wasn't, like, all these platforms to like
that's also a factor too.
So what's your take on this, Josh? Like fucking you hear like a fire ass song and you're like, yeah, you know this shit's gonna be blowing up like in the next couple months, but like you drop it in your set and like no one goes crazy, but you have been listening to it and you know that song's a fucking banger, but like it's kind of fucking annoying, right? Like, or is it not?
That was so that's funny because that was Mo Bamba at first. And I was like, yo, Mo Bamba is gonna blow up. And I played it at the 66 Night Market, bro. Kid you not, in front of like 300-400 people. And I played it and they were like semi lit, but it's not like maybe like a month after that, I dropped it like at a different club and then it went up, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how come this didn't like turn people up last month? And this was Mo Bamba. And everyone knows that song now, you know what I'm saying? Or Live Sheck West, Die Sheck West.
Like, yeah, I remember hearing those songs, I think, for the first time at Gigging in Friends.
Yeah.
Live Sheck West, Die Sheck West, definitely, like, right before TC played. Like,
Yeah.
I remember that shit very specifically. It was a fucking lit-ass night.
Exactly. So it's like, as a DJ, you kind of, like, know what sounds good in the club. You're like, oh, I can just hear this song being played right now, like, in a big-ass venue with good-ass speakers. And then, but some people just like, it takes a little bit longer for them to notice it. But yeah, I think being a DJ, like that's kind of part of the job, you know?
Mm-hmm. How long have you been DJing?
Since 2014. I was making mixes like senior year of high school.
Dope.
And then I made my first mix. And then I told my older sister, I was like, hey, I made this mix. And she was like, fuck it, let's throw a party. So we threw a house party. And I played my mix, and then they're like, yo, what is this? And like, I was like, yo, that's my mix. And like, that's crazy. So like, from then on, I got my first controller in 2015. And then as soon as I turned 21, that's like kind of when things started like popping off.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's real support right there. Like, yo, you made a mix, let's throw a party.
Yeah. So my sister definitely put me on in my first like, you know, thing, letting me play my music and stuff.
Yeah,
it was tight. And that was kind of the reason why I became a DJ is like you like to hear the normal songs that are played in the club, but you kind of want to hear different things, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of want to hear like your music. So I kind of,
it's funny that you say the normal songs that are played in the club. Like, I'm beginning to realize like what that means. And
you probably already thought of a song.
It's like the top 15 tracks.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't get none.
Exactly.
I can't tell you, bro, like, just how many times.
Yeah. You know, I played fucking Park and Rec with Boogie Bubba on Saturday, and like, and I was just like, I'm going to play my shit. Like, I'm going to play the shit that I want to hear. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Fuck it. Like, I'm opening it up. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I want to just play this and that, and like,
Saturn
I don't
Boulevard,
know, just like,
bro,
let fucking beats ride out, and just like, I want to hear this shit, you know? But then, bro, like, I realized that, like, they just were there to hear fucking Pitbull, Kulo, and fucking... They just wanted to hear Missy Elliott, and they just wanted to hear...
Fucking 2005?
They wanted to, yeah, they wanted to hear, like, the club bangers, and they only wanted, like, the first 20 seconds of that banger, and then they wanted fucking Juvenile back that ass up. And I'm like, fuck, like, y'all really came out here to Park and Rec for this? Like, it's the motherfuckers that never go to the club, like, they want to hear some club shit.
I did a Bust to Nuts at El Dorado with Jay and Monty and them, and
that's the name of the thing is Bust.
Yeah,
Bust
to Nuts.
That's El Dorado.
It was just fire.
I thought you said Bust to Nuts. I was like, whoa.
I was going off, bro. I was like, I had homies there, obviously, you know, like just pulling up, and I was going off, and then there's one random white lady. She goes, "Can you play '80s?" And I was like, does it look like I was born in the 80s? Like,
You know where you at?
I'm like 22. Like,
that's crazy.
You know, I barely know 90s. Like, you know, like full 90s music. Right?
Yeah.
But I was like, no.
What kind of music you trying to hear? Right?
Somebody came up to me and was like,
I don't go to club. but if I did, I don't know. I saw your Far Side sticker. Probably be down and listen to some Far Side, maybe some Tribe, something like Happy Go Lucky.
Oh, you want that like '90s hip hop vibe?
Like
okay, no, well, I feel just that.
Depends on how it's mixed, bro. To be honest, because
but I like everything. You know what I
mean? Electric relaxation always goes good in the vibes, bro. I feel that.
Yeah. Can I kick it?
There you go. Yeah, exactly, bro.
That'd be a good one.
Timeless record.
I feel like you could, like Josh is saying,
you can get
like,
away
you
with
could,
it.
You could play, like the first, like you could play like the intro. You know what I mean? You could play like the first hook, and then you got to
remix. I'll play like the intro to Benita Applebaum, and then get like a build up, like some Calvin Harris build up, fucking thing on. That'd be fucking sick.
Hey, for a minute, I was into some electro music, dude. That shit was.
Dude, that's like low key, like where I'm like kind of going towards right now, like. My version of it.
Oh, that fucking remix you did to That's My Lady is hard as fuck.
I know. I'm gonna play that shit on Saturday, bro.
I played that shit at Park and Rec, bro.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
And hey, how did it get received?
Okay, so I fucking
oh, this is fucking crazy.
This is the story, okay? And I was like playing like fucking. I played Pitbull, Kulo, and I was like, okay, these motherfuckers love this shit. I played Crank That by Soulja Boy. They fucking loved it. I was like, all right, I'm gonna play fucking ASAP Mob Walk on Water. I was like, this is like one of my favorite songs. And no one received it, bro. They were just like, walk on water. Like, I've never heard this, whatever. Fuck, hella people walk out. I was like, man, fuck you guys. Like, whatever. I played fucking, for the people that were left in the room, I played fucking Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, and fucking, it's like super like 80s, like electronic sounding. And there was like hella people like, yeah, I fucking love this shit. And then, the That's My Lady remix that Will made recently, that's like a fucking super like house sounding song. Like that shit blended perfectly into that shit.
I'll pass
and,
that
and I fucking I like took out all the instrumentation from the Enjoy the Silence song, and I left like it was just them singing basically over like the beat that was like starting to build from the fucking That's My Lady shit. And I finally like I dropped it, and like fucking it was That's My Lady, and I was like, there were still people dancing to that shit, and I was like, hell yeah, like I snuck that shit in on like a fucking super like good ass moment. I was feeling myself. I was like, damn. And then I played That's My Lady because like
the red,
because what I noticed is that it's only like 6 BPM higher than like the actual That's My Lady. Mm-hmm. So like that's I feel perfect. Like it worked like, perfect. Yeah,
speeding up a song a little bit is like sometimes it does the
trick. Well, for like remixes, I feel like because like I've been doing a lot more since after that, and I've done it before. Like I put like a small little like tape out of just like system. Like I had like Brandy's I Want to Be Down remix. I had a fucking like Outkast one remix. Too. Yeah, that the Common Go one that I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you got to speed them shits up just but like barely, like maybe like. By like 5-6 BPM or something like that, kind of gets the people going, you know.
I should have played that shit. Oh no, I was thinking about it later. I was like, damn, like I actually had songs that these motherfuckers would have wanted to listen to, like on some club shit. That I was just like, it's too much.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta adjust to like the venue.
What's like a vibe that you, like? What's your style?
Some crowd pleasers and shit.
My style.
Yeah, like that you like go for every time you like DJ.
I'm either like. One of two moods. Uh-huh. I'll either go like hip hop / trap and like 2000s R&B. So kind of like kind of like some Usher or like Bobby Brackens 143 or something.
You don't have to call Usher.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. And then, or if I'm doing like, say, if like Travelers Club books me, then that's when I'm on my kind of like electronic trap, slash like hip hop shit.
Okay.
Yeah. It usually depends. But it's always hip hop. It's always hip hop and like 2000s R&B.
That's kind of what I did get, like the vibe I got from you when you did the Main Chamblan. Like when you did your set, it was like a good mix of just like current hip hop with some like old, like early 2000s bops and shit. So.
And it's just like, I mean, like you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with shit like that. And I always like appreciate when people could like pick the right songs, because not every old 2000 song is a bop, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that sick, but like the right song, like it would always get people like, oh shit, this is my shit, this is where I bump in the car and don't nobody fuck with this shit, like some fucking like Ashanti Ja Rule shit, you know, like bump that shit by yourself. Yeah, but then someone drops it at a fucking club after hearing Sheck West, you're just like, oh my god, like this shit is fucking, this is a gem right here.
Dude, I remember watching 106 in Park, like in like 9th, 10th grade.
Always
watching that show. That show was sick.
106 in Park. You remember The Basement? With Big Tigga?
Wasn't that after
106? Nah, that was before 106.
I just know Lil Wayne's freestyle and that shit was fucking legendary. That's when Birdman threw like a red bandana on the mic and Lil Wayne fucking like killed this shit.
Yeah.
Good old days.
I was a little too young for that.
Good old days.
I was still on cartoons and shit.
Nah, bro. It wasn't that long. I'm only a couple years older than you, so it's not that far off.
My mom didn't let me watch it.
You couldn't watch Channel 40 on BET or nothing. It was blocked out.
Disney Channel.
Damn, you know what? Talking about music and DJing and all that shit, I'm going to take this time to fucking plug something. So on Thursday, we're throwing this new party called fucking Hype Beats Party with fucking Harvard Bass, Boogie Bubba, and Kid Wonder. And that shit's going to be fucking lit. It's all got to be music from like 2018 and forward. So no throwbacks. Like, so if you guys want to listen to some fucking slaps, like... It's going to just be slaps.
Where's this
at? At Blonde Bar. I'm glad you asked. On Washington Street. In like,
did you post a flyer?
In like Mission Hills. Yeah, I've been reposting the flyer.
It's in your bio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's there too. But yeah, I've been reposting the flyer.
Everyone go look at Saturn Boulevard's bio.
Yeah, I recently, all the hot events. I recently switched my fucking Instagram name. Not the handle, but just my name.
I was lucky. When I first peeped your name, I was like, wait.
South Bay shit, homie. Yeah. Saturn Boulevard. Yeah,
like, oh, okay. It's wild because like, I used to do this brand when I was a lot younger. Like fresh out of high school, I did this brand called Palm Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And Palm Avenue is like the main street that like runs through Imperial Beach.
Yeah.
Where I grew up at. And I always wanted to do something with Saturn Boulevard. Like, just I always just always thought that shit was tight. I actually went to Catholic school, like in elementary, and like the church that like was on Saturn Boulevard. Yeah, I went to St. Charles.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. A bunch of my homies went there and shit too.
Marion, right there too. All that.
Yeah, I went to Marion for a year. That shit was cool, but I like Marvista way better.
Yeah, I
imagine. You went to Marvista for high school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
I went to Olympian. So.
That's Marvista as well. That's crazy.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Middle and high school.
What the fuck? What year did you graduate?
2003.
Damn.
I'm fucking old.
Old ass. You're fucking vintage, bro.
Vintage Ryan, bro. You're in the right business. You're in the right business, bro.
Damn. You probably know, like... some of my homies' uncles and shit.
Just called you all that, bro.
Damn. Maybe. I wonder who you might know.
I kicked it at the Gatorade machine right there in the near the senior line.
By the by what they called the old gym, for you it was probably the new gym.
Dude, no, my senior year is when they did that.
The new gym.
The new gym.
Oh, like okay. Damn.
Dude, high school was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. I love Marvista. That was a dope ass school.
What was like? Yeah, what was like a designated like kicking spot where like everyone was like always hanging out
right
at
in the quad,
like in the quad we right there. Did you guys have like a senior lawn at Marvista?
Fuck no, they didn't have no lawn.
Yeah, they designated have a lawn. Area. It was right behind the snack bar.
Which snack bar?
Shit, see that's man.
Like the snack bar by the gym, by the old gym.
Yeah, by the old gym.
That, but there wasn't no fucking. There was no senior lawn.
Like a little section with that grass. Oh, they must
They probably. I think that's probably where they put like the portable classrooms and shit. They probably put it right on top of that shit.
They just knocked it down.
Yeah, but the quad was lit though.
Fucking Olympian and Otai. We had like pavilions and shit. Yeah, people were always posted right there. Pavilion. That's some like new South Bay school shit. Pavilions. Y'all don't know about that. Like little outdoor indoor
gazebo and shit.
Yeah, no real talk. It's like a enlarged gazebo with a big ass.
Y'all had
like
a foyer and shit.
Yeah,
Olympia's campus was nice.
Cause y'all had a sunroom.
Olympia's was nice. It's just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Convertible classrooms.
It was far.
School, like, we had nowhere to kick it after school, so like we would walk to that.
Inn. You guys were like the closest one to Otai Mall.
Yeah, but there was nothing there. Like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Like, I never liked going to that fucking.
There was just in and out, so we would all just
Road talk.
We had to walk through like. We called it the trails, but now there's a bunch of fucking apartments and like,
yeah, they got hella
like fire. Fucking like Bye Bye Baby, like the new Ross and shit, right there, right across the mall.
I was there,
bro. Damn. We would walk across that shit, bro. It was a desert.
Yeah, bro. Like anything between like modern day and like Olympian, there used to be nothing there. Now it's just like all fucking like new apartments and shit. I trip out every time I go over there because like I don't even go out there like that anymore because I don't live there anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every time I go out there, I'm just like, yo, when the fuck did they build a hotel? There's a hotel right next to the mall now. Yeah.
Damn, that's wild.
That's wild. I was like looking at this shit. I'm like, who the fuck's there's gonna stay out here like that?
All the new shit.
Fucking hotel.
That's just crazy. Like,
university or something. I haven't heard that for a while.
I think my graduating class was the first grade to graduate from modern day. But I didn't go there, obviously. I went to Mar Vista. Uh-huh. But I liked the people that I knew from there. They were like, they were graduating from modern day the first time.
Yeah, like all the Travelers Club homies went to Olympian too. So it's like, kind of like how we ended up connecting.
Yeah, they all went to like Olympian, Otai, like the homie Javi. Shout out Javi. That's how I got into like fucking Travelers Club shit. Him and I think Andy went to Otai too.
Oh, yeah. Javi's rowdy, bro.
Andy I like that.
Olympian. I don't know. I just know Javi. Javi's homie. Javi's. Pretty involved with that shit.
Yeah. They're killing it right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. They're fucking doing, like, the Red Bull events.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's major.
That's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out Travelers Club, bro.
Speaking of vintage stuff we were speaking on earlier, let's get into some vintage talk with you, Ryan.
I was a roast, bro.
I wasn't a roast. No. I was trying to call you old. But, no, nah, I want to... I was telling you earlier, I was like...
Let's start this off by breaking down the fit. Come on, bro. Tell us about the tee.
Okay, yeah, let's get into this. It's a pretty nice shirt you got on.
An old Mariah Carey shirt.
Talking to the mic, bro. Come on. Nobody
wearing
can
an
hear.
Old Mariah Carey shirt.
Is that Boyz II Men on the corner?
Yeah,
Boyz II
Men
on
the back.
Just like on a side note.
Copped it off this dude. His name's Yotza. His Instagram is Insta Vintages. So he's got all the dope.
They both
shit.
Have a residency in Vegas.
Damn.
Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's,
killing
that's
it.
My shirt. This is probably one of my favorite shirts.
That shit's hard.
That shit's dope. What the fuck? When, like, you know how much of a golden era that might have been? Must have been to see Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey at
like
one concert.
You know, like the one sweet day
during the '90s too. Fuck,
bro.
Like a memorial song, but
I fucking dope. Nerd out over screen printing, and so like to see how that shit has like stood the test of time.
Sweet
and
day.
It just fucking
the back is thrashed.
Looks
though.
Great, bro.
Not whoa, even
that shit looks
they
dope. Go crazy over that though. You know?
Hella, that's what I'm saying. Like,
bro, yeah, and that's not an easy task to do. I don't know how the fuck they used to do that shit. Like, it looks so realistic. And
they,
like,
they put it underground.
Yeah, like her face.
Oh, yeah, they buried it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite shirts.
And you're rocking a hat by your latest project, Sober Sport.
Oh yeah.
Sober
and it's
Sport.
Like a red satin.
It's a red satin hat.
I've seen you rock that shit before, but that shit looks
bananas. What is the back?
Bro.
Is that like a like
it's
zipper?
It's got like a little zip.
Oh, damn.
Like
it's got a Ziploc?
Make it a little tighter if you got a large head.
It's so. An adjustable Ziploc bag.
That's crazy. I've never seen something like that. Like,
yeah,
the zipper.
Red's actually glow in the dark, too.
What the fuck?
Doesn't stay
oh, the front. Long. The front embroidery.
So you came in here just basically trying to flex on this.
Not trying, bro. This man flexes.
Trying or you're just like, I woke up like this?
No.
It's
flex.
Like weird flex, but okay.
Weird flex.
What kind of shoes you got on, bro?
You got some Converse.
Some Chucks, man. Some just
New York and Levi's or like some Avisus or some obscure shit that nobody knows about?
They're just some salvage denim. Some salvage shit.
Osiris?
Some salvage raw.
Some raw denim from fucking 1977.
Nah, they're not vintage denim. I'm into vintage denim, but it's just so expensive and so hard to find. Like if you can cop like some like
red line.
Fucking new fucking denim Levi's. Is expensive. I imagine fucking old denim is even way more expensive.
Like, there's pants that are up in the like fucking $15,000 to $2,000 range. Mm.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
But you gotta kind of like. I mean, if you know, you know.
I'll sleep in that shit if that's the case. If I spend the day, I spent $1,500 on some jeans. I'm like, I'm never taking them off.
Yeah, I'm still paying the monthly on those.
So yeah, bro, these ain't coming off till I paid it off.
You rock them for like 6 months, maybe a year. Soak them in cold water, and then you have all that like natural wear, you know. But I'm not in like
that's too much game, bro. You don't want to tell the people that because then.
You know, throw them in the freezer.
It's gonna be saturated. Everyone's gonna do it.
He said, "Throw them in the freezer."
That's already shit. That's how I feel. Vintage is right now.
Kill the bacteria. And shit.
So, what was your like inspiration to get into like vintage clothing, and like how did you get into it and get started on it?
I mean, I think for me, my mom like just from like, the beginning, like I only vintage. I've only really been buying and reselling vintage for like about 2 years, but as far as just getting into like used clothing, probably started like as a small kid, you know. My parents would take me to the thrift store when I was probably like fifth or sixth grade, but I hated it. I like never liked it at all. It was like horrible. And then you know, like growing up, like seventh, eighth grade, they'd still be going to the thrift stores, you know, trying to like cop or bring me something. But I was like heavily influenced by skating, so I always had to have like the freshest skate shit, like anything like Shorties, Osiris, TSA, World Industries.
Shop World Industries, that was like, my shit. I love their graphics.
All that, like hookups, like skating, skate brands was my shit.
Yeah, them and Spitfire were like always like some shit I'd wear back in the day, like when I was just like a kid, like when I was trying to get into skating, like heavy. It was like, yeah, Spitfire, World Industries, like DC and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And then,
did you ever use the cop from Surf Hut?
Yeah, that was like my local shop, dude. I was there fucking. Anytime I had extra cash, I was in that spot trying to cop like t-shirts, anything I could. And it's crazy because t-shirts back then were like $15 to $20. You can get a dope shirt.
That was low key a lot.
I would think so. Yeah.
No. I'm saying it was like that shit was low key like a lot. Like,
yeah.
I remember going like you're saying. Like I remember going to thrift store and feeling like ew.
Yeah, I was, like, disgusted, but I couldn't find anything. And then, you know, like, my music taste changed and, like, started going to shows and, like, listening to different shit and started dressing a little different. And I was still skating, but dressing style was changing. And then after high school, I was just always in the thrift, like, trying to just collect or buy something that was unique or different that not a lot of people had. Or I dressed kind of, like, strange. Like, I went through that whole fucking skinny jean, fucking like little emo scene kid. Like I went through all that whole phase, which is
you've seen it all basically.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of embarrassing admitting that, but that's what it was. And like I didn't realize up until like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, maybe that you could be making money off of like vintage clothes. Like definitely. I had no idea. Like I was just kind of like buying, collecting for myself, you know. And then you know, I started working for a retail store called Zoomies. I'm sure you guys all heard of that fucking store.
Yeah, that fucking store.
Which was the first one that you worked at?
I worked at the Otay Ranch location.
Oh, that's right. That's where you met Don, right?
Yeah, from exactly. Rerun. That's how me and Don met. I started working for Zoomies. I was a store manager. Him and I hit it off immediately.
Yeah.
And we go into work every day and just talk about like, oh, starting a brand or how sick would it be to have a store? Or,
yeah.
You know, and I think around that time, what was that, like 2000, I think that was like 2012, 13. Because when did he start interning at that spot with you at downtown?
When he worked at Dope Sauce and I worked at headquarters, that was fucking 2012, I want to say.
Because he was like, yo, Ryan, I need these days off. I'm going to be over there. Yo, like, what do you think? And, you know, it kind of caused a little bit of a conflict of interest, a bit in scheduling, but I was, like, fully invested. And I believed in him. I was like, fuck it, dude, do it. Run it. Go ahead. He eventually ended up quitting. And then, you know, I was still running the store, doing that thing. And then
that shit was such a finesse. They were just like, yeah, let's grab a bunch of interns. Let's grab a bunch of people to run these stores and fucking not pay anybody.
That's crazy.
But it was tight, though. Like, I got mad love for that whole experience. Like, I did actually learn a lot. I feel like it was a very valuable, like, kind of interning experience. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then
you know, he ended up moving on. I ended up moving on from Zoomies. We're still cool homies. He was telling me about an idea that he was going to get involved with, Applause Showroom. And then...
which at the time was right across the way, like in the mall, right?
Like literally right across
at Otay.
Oh, I said that shit was across from like Zoomies. Was, I remember right when they were like, that was like the first place.
Yeah. And I thought it was cool. I was like, fuck, dude, go for it. Like, that's what you want to do. Like, that's your dream, you know? Like, you want to do a store. Like, I was like, fuck, man, go for it. And it was like a bittersweet because I didn't want to like fucking not work with Don anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had moved on from Zoomies. Him and I still kept in touch. And then... we ended up kicking it one night, and in between all this time that was going on, I was still just thrifting and collecting, and I had a whole fucking arsenal of clothes that, because, I mean, even though I was at Zoomies, I still thrifted. Like, I didn't even want to wear half the shit that was in there. Mm. You know, yeah. I would always see, like, get in trouble because I wasn't wearing Zoomies brands. Like, I wasn't wearing, like, I mean, I'd wear 10 Deep, but the majority of the shit I was always wearing was blank, just blank everything. Then, you know, he was like, yo, why don't you sell some clothes in here? So I was like, what? For real? You know, I was like, all right, fuck it. So I remember, like, that first month, I threw in probably, like, fucking 75 or, like, 100 champion jerseys that I had, all throwbacks. Like, fucking Jordans, fucking O'Neal's, fucking Robinson's.
Some, name like, starter shit. Yeah.
No, it was all champion.
All champion?
I came up on this champion haul. And then, they did really well, and I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, well, why don't you just fucking bring everything in and sell shit here? He's like, I give you full fucking range. That's what's really cool about the whole situation right here with Rerun.
Yeah.
Is, like, me and Don are so tight that, and, you know, we work together, and we kind of, like, understand each other's, like, work ethic. Mm-hmm. He gives me full range to, like, do whatever I want to that section.
Yeah, I know. Which I remember when sick, I was here, you know? Would just come in here and just be like,
doesn't question anything.
I got some stuff. Like,
yeah, here. Which is rad. And it happened so fast. You know, mind you, like, I'm working a full-time job, dude. I'm working at, like, a 7 to 5. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm busy, you know? Man, and I got a family. So, like, I'm busy.
Of course. Yeah.
So I saw earlier on, I was like, yo, like, I'm going to need help. I'm going to need some help. So, you know, throughout all this time, you meet people in, like, the thrift scene in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I watched a lot of what people were doing and, like, who were the dopest dudes in San Diego and, like, who was a fucking asset to the community. And I started handpicking fools, mm-hmm. like, to come and bring them on and, like, curate the section with me because I couldn't do it alone. And lo and behold, dude, this whole year has been crazy. Like, I have a solid-ass group of friends. I got, like, Trapped in the Thrift, Vintage Files, Thrift Amigos, Lil Thrift. You know, and the majority of they all...
Sounds like a rap group.
Yeah, like, in the Rerun Vintage, like, the whole bio, right. You know, and...
whole roster.
Yeah, what's that?
You have a whole roster.
Yeah, dude, and it's sick because it's, like, I don't really know any other vintage stores that have a whole, like, solid arsenal of, like, dudes, and they're all busting their ass just as hard as anyone that has a full-time job is, you know? So, you know, we do our thing. We curate that whole section, you know, when we have time, and it seems to be, you know, people are liking it, you know? Yeah.
So it's definitely gotten bigger since when, back when I was working here.
Yeah.
I remember it was just like one little rack.
And it was just like me at that time.
The half.
Now you have a whole rack, corner.
And yeah.
You
just
have like the wall and like hella racks.
It's cool though that you're doing it because like what I was saying to you earlier is just like there's not a whole lot of emphasis. Like I feel like here. Like, you go to, like, you know, North Park, go to PB, there's, like, you know, a little Buffalo Exchange and, like, you know, like, thrift stores. But they're not really emphasizing on, like, vintage, like, old, like, clothing, like, jerseys and, like, concert tees and shit like that. Like, you find shit like that at one of those kind of stores, that's, like, you came up, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, a gem. But, like, to have, like, someone like you, like, really, like, emphasize, like, shit that, you know... people actually want, you know, like you got like concert shirts, like you got the Mariah Carey shirt on, then you got like a fucking Shaquille O'Neal jersey, you know, from the Lakers or the fucking Magic days or whatever. Like you got like the fucking championship shirts with like all the animated heads and shit. Like I think I came up on like the Padres one too. Like I was talking about the Chargers one. I also came up on like a Padres one with like 97 like championship one where like all the heads were like animated and like blown up and shit.
Oh, yeah,
like a little bobblehead looking.
That's the bobblehead one. Yeah, I came up on that one. I
emphasize like heavy, like curating for our clientele because it's different. We're at a mall, you know?
Yeah.
Like, half the time, people that come in here, either they're, like, a Navy customer or, like, just someone that's coming in for, like, a show or a weekend outfit or something like that. Like, it's just... identifying and understanding the demographic of people that are coming into shop is key. Because, I mean, you know, we do Rose Bowl, you know, every month, and it's completely different demographic than it is here. You know, here it's, we can play around a little bit more.
Up there it's more serious, though.
Yeah, it's Rose Bowl. Definitely serious. It's straight. Yeah, like, let's get the transaction, let's fucking make the money, and... That's
like the mecca of like vintage places.
Yeah,
Rose Bowl, right?
It's the largest swap meet in the world once a month.
Yes, nuts.
You got people from fucking Japan.
I want to go to
Asia, Europe, Australia.
I definitely want to make a trip and go to that.
I see people vlogging there,
bro. Honestly, like, I'm so new to vintage. You know, I'm only like 2 years into like buying and reselling, as a more of like a to make money off of, and it. It's crazy. As fast as things are popping is as fast as they'll be gone. Like, just like that. It's almost like music. Like, a club banger is popping for, like, 2 weeks. Yeah. But as fast as these artists are coming out with music is as fast as a tea could be gone. I forecast, and this is just solely my opinion, I don't think rap teas are going to be popping next year.
Really?
Done. Like,
just rap in general or no, just,
rap,
like, concerts?
Rap t-shirts. Like, rap shirts. I think they're going to be...
You mean, like, in the sense that, like, how, like, heavy metal and, like old, like, rock band t-shirts were super popping last year, and I feel like I haven't seen too much of that this year? Or do you mean just, like, specific ones? Like,
I think, like, for an example, like, how many people do you know or seen that have Tupacs? Like, everyone's got a fucking Tupac. You see them, like, all the fucking time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I know Zoomies sells, like,
all,
know,
reprints,
like,
and shit.
Like Urban Outfitters, you know? Or some shit. Like,
I guess
that.
It's just more of like,
oh, when shit becomes very trendy, then that's kind of when, like, the people that, like, started the trend, like, kind of let go of it. So then it opens up the floodgates for, like, a new trend to kind of come in and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I,
like, I've seen a lot of fucking, like, overalls and, like, workwear and shit. Like
Union Made USA shit is popping right now. Like, USA Converse are the shit. Like, if you can get your hands on some USA Converse.
I've seen Carhartt pop up. Like,
Carhartt's popping.
I remember exactly what I was becoming thinking. More of a streetwear thing now.
I've been wearing fucking, like, Ben Davis. Ben Davis is sick as fuck.
Oh,
like,
Ben Davis.
Union Made, like, old. Yeah. That's not even vintage, really, but it's just, like, the Union Made workwear. Like, that shit's popping. That's all.
You're talking about, like, actual, like, workers' unions, like, from the fucking,
like, thrash shit. Like, that's what I'm into right now. Like, and what's crazy, because my homie Marco, like, he's, like, telling me today when we had lunch, he's like, dude, like, your like, style of, like, what you're starting to like has completely changed. He goes, like, a year ago, like, you wouldn't touch anything if it was fucking thrashed, because I was, like, heavily obsessed with polo sport. I wanted clean fucking 90s polo sport. I wanted loud, bright colors.
Right.
And now I'm like, I want some shit that's, like, thrashed. I want it sun faded. I got shirts sitting outside for, like, 3 weeks. Like, I want my shit, like, I want to go shopping through some homeless people. Like, call me crazy, but I'm straight up.
That's why, bro. When I was going to City College, like, fucking, like, 2009, I was taking the trolley every day. And I remember being, like, so heavily inspired by, like, old people on the trolley.
Yeah.
And fucking, because they would have, like, satin bomber, like, Chargers and Padres jackets with, like, fucking fedoras and, like, fucking pressed, pressed, like, raw denim, you know what I mean? With the fucking middle pleats and shit like that. And just, like, weird, like, penny loafers and, like, leather shit, like, leather shoes. And then seeing homeless people that were wearing, like, all cargo, like, fucking fatigues and shit like that. Or they would just have a fucking crazy, like, Helly Hansen or, like, Nautica jacket. Like, because it was, like,
Helly
functional.
Hansen's sick, dude. Yeah.
I found a whole Helly Hansen suit in my closet. It was my little brother's. But I was like, damn, I want to go running with this shit in the morning. Like, fuck. It's like a fucking Challenger jacket and shit. Like, it's windbreaker pants.
It's hard as fuck to find shit now, too, though. Like, beyond it, like, fuck, dude. It's hard, like... You can't get it in the thrift no more, you know?
No, yeah. No, if you're going to the thrift store, you're just finding, like, kind of wonky shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Shit, but, like, you can still find shit that, like at the thrift stores where people can kind of just go and drop off themselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you got to hit it, like, early in the morning.
Right.
Because there's people where that's, like, their beat. You know what I mean? Like, that's where they fucking go, like, first thing in the day. You know what I mean? When all the new shit's out.
Yeah.
Boom, that shit gets picked up. So, like... I don't know. I feel like now thrifting is a little bit different because you're kind of just getting lucky finding shit. But
yeah,
like,
for sure. Getting lucky or even start picking up shit that's different. Mm. Like,
so these are the thrift heads that are like going in there and like getting these.
Oh, gutting it. Just gutting it quick.
Like, I feel like social media might have something to do with it too, because like with everyone trying to get into it, they go and use like Instagram and Twitter and like all that shit to promote like, hey, like look at all this collection of shit that I have. You don't even got to go and dive into these fucking stores anymore and hope to find something. It's like, I have a whole catalog of shit right here. Just like, DM me and I'll do that shit. This
Instagram page.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The thing is, too, with Instagram and vintage, it's like you can shop directly from a seller through IG. You fucking PayPal.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, they could rip you off, but if you're like established seller to seller, you know, like it's almost like that. Like that rule, like you just don't do it. You know, like I've never been ripped off on IG. You know, I almost did. I thought I almost did, but dude just never fucking shipped it. Like he created the label, and then when you go to track it, he just didn't drop it off the next day. He dropped it off like 3 days later. Oh, okay. It was one of those, you know, but.
Sus.
But yeah, bro, because sometimes you got to pay 30 to make 100 in this game now. Before you could thrift something and, you know, you could fucking come up, but. Margins are changing. There's more people doing it. It's not going to stop anybody. It's not going to stop me. You just need to be more resourceful to find shit, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Let's not talk about those resources, bro. Let's talk about some other shit.
That's right.
We aren't going to be just throwing a vintage event.
Next Clean Slate is going to be all vintage.
Yeah. I hit a Veej. I'm pretty sure we're in. I think he's supposed to announce like vendors that he's picking, but I would like to imagine.
Why would y'all not? I don't know.
Shout out Veej. I'm not
going to say why would y'all not be, but like, fuck. Y'all are like.
Y'all that's are a fun event.
I mean, and then like San Diego Vintage, but like y'all in San Diego Vintage, I feel like y'all are the real ones. Like,
thank you.
Like
there's what? And there's more. There's some other people out there too. Oh, but I appreciate you saying that.
Oh
how's
yeah,
that scene?
I mean,
how's it?
Yeah.
Like how's the scene? Poppin'. In vintage in general in San Diego. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's some heavy hitters, and I'm not trying to like fucking flex, but I hate to say it like this, but I think fucking Rerun Vintage is the fucking heavy hitters in San Diego, and I'm not afraid to say that.
No, yeah, that's great.
You know, I mean,
established.
Those
likewise.
Dudes are fucking grinding.
Yeah.
Like. Seriously.
Yeah, you're there too, bro. You're grinding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you got a whole fucking corner right here at one of the most popping malls in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's something. You know.
Your whole fleet, bro, full of heavy hitters. Bro.
Yeah.
Full of heavy hitters.
For real? Real quick, let's go around. What's, like, the most vintage thing that you owned? Like, or what's, like, the most memorable vintage piece?
Thing that I found?
Yeah, like, that you own. Like, that
oh,
you
that
like,
I own?
Yeah.
Probably like, my mosquito heads. I got 3 mosquito heads. Mosquito heads are.
That sounds vintage. Only
it's like this dude in the early 90s. He, him and his buddy, they were making these like handmade T-shirts with like Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Clockwork, and they were like bleached and screen print. Every single one is different and it's unique in its own way. Dumb. I have a few like posted on my IG. I don't know if you saw like the Bob Marley one. That I got, or the Martin Luther King one, or the Malcolm X one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are probably like my most. I didn't thrift them, you know, you got to cash up for those. You don't thrift the mosquito heads. I mean, you can, but shit.
Which IG page?
On the Sober Sport one.
What about you, Josh? You got any vintage pieces?
I was never one to like notice the value in those kind of things, but I mean, yeah. Like, as far as like something that's older, like I remember when I was younger, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, dope!
You like that?
So I had this like airbrushed like shirt, like custom.
Okay.
So like my town was called Glen Burnie, but like we call it Glen Dirty, so it was like airbrushed and it was like
oh shit, okay.
On there, but like
so like some custom shit.
Yeah, some custom shit, but that's dope. I don't really have any like vintage things.
Yeah, but I mean, also I have things that there you go, that Bob Marley one. I have things that. That aren't even they're probably nothing to somebody, but to me they are. Like I like them, you know. Like there's like thrash little crew necks that I recently just started posting to somebody that just sees that. They're probably like, it's fucking.
When you say that, like just to clarify, like when you're saying thrash, it's like
distressed,
like some ran, like,
faded, like
okay.
Just ran, worn.
It's got holes in it.
Holes in it.
It was literally buried in the dirt.
No, I haven't.
That's
never,
just
I've never
I'm
tried
just
that.
Like people really be putting this shit in the dirt to get like some kind of look
dude,
to it.
There's a dude that I heard that's doing it in San Diego.
Like, people pay him to do that shit?
No, I think he's just doing it. Or he just does it. Yeah.
It's like, yo, you guys really want that, like, vintage feel? Like, I got a guy that puts this shit in the dirt and comes out looking like fucking...
Bro, seriously, though, he... Like, oldest. I'll drop him, Doug. His name's Anthony. And he sells at Rose Bowl and shit. And I saw his booth.
I need to go to Rose Bowl.
He's the hippie-looking dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah. His IG's I Got Polo. That dude, fucking, he's got some shit, like, for sure.
What about you, Steelo? You got anything vintage?
I got this cool, like, I don't think it's even vintage. I think it's just, like, a replica. But it's, like, the Tony Gwynn, like, brown jersey.
Oh, sick.
Like, the fucking pullover, like, V-neck joint. Yeah. No buttons on it and shit. No, it's brown. Mm. Actually, it is orange. Yeah. It's orange. And then,
I think I seen that one.
Yeah, I like that shit a lot, but it fits me like a medium, so I don't be breaking it out too much.
Did Lil Man try on the Rey Mysterio?
I haven't let him rock it yet, because it's been raining and shit, so he's gonna be wearing hoodies. Hell, Rocky, he rocks baggy tees. He rocks that fucking Chicago Bulls shirt.
Ooh,
the Bulls Lakers shirt,
bro.
That's a Salem shirt. Salem tag. That thing's...
Bro, he loves that tee, bro. He feels too. Like a fucking G when he rocks that shit. I already know.
I think I know what shirt you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen it. I think I've seen where it one time. I was just like, where did you get that shirt?
He's rocking that shit with like skinny jeans. He looks like a fucking cool ass kid, bro. I took a haircut on Saturday and he's like, I want a mohawk. I fuck it. Told Jaime, run that shit. He got a mohawk, bro.
It looked good to you. He's like brushing his neck.
Yeah. He actually asked Jaime if he could brush himself. He's like, oh, yeah, can I use the brush? And Jaime was like, oh, you want to? Okay, for sure. That's just funny as fuck. But as far as vintage, let me think. I got that Gwen jersey, and then... Fuck, I wouldn't say they're vintage. I don't know. I have like these Nike Air Force Ones, LeBron James Chamber of Fear pack. Sick. That are pretty old. They were patent leather, and then like
I think I've seen you wear those, haven't you?
Yeah,
I've
seen you wear probably those,
yeah. You used to wear some Air Force Ones,
but like, are those considered vintage? That's like,
I don't know. I mean,
what's like the deadline of vintage?
I think it's like
20
years, I think.
Like,
oh, okay, so that's not 20 years,
but bro, like early 2000 shit. Like, that shit's popping right now. Like, Limp Bizkit tees.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, bro. people are going to jump on the old fucking Offspring. The homie just found an Offspring shirt today.
Damn, next you know, bro, like, in 5 years, we're going to be like, yo, South Pole is fucking hard, bro. Hella vintage.
Dude, hey, you know what I heard in the grapevine?
South Pole denim short jeans.
Bro, some dudes from Canada, some people that I know, this dude Jesse and Drew, they were telling me that like the whole South Pole like jumpers, like the little fleece suits, those are popping out there. People want those.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
kind of weird.
Like the velour suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the velour. I always thought velour was fire. I always kind of felt like it was going to come back, but in the correct silhouette. Like,
yeah,
like you can't be rocking it the way that they were used to rock it. Like, fuck no.
Nah, they did it wrong.
I have
back
these
then.
Sick fucking Evisu jeans, but the seam.
Oh, I've seen those.
You know which ones I'm talking about? The seam starts in the fucking like in the middle of like the back, like by the waist, and then it like wraps all the way around to like. Basically, like the front of your like ankle? Your shin, yeah, the front of your ankle, yeah.
I've seen them.
And so there's no.
They're,
side
I think
stitch.
They're like cone fit. That's what it's supposed to be called. They're supposed to look like they're like almost like a wishbone.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, where they're kind of like bowed out a little bit. Yeah, I like that. I like that look a lot. But yeah, I forgot what that shit was called. I remember looking like them up. I like that shit. Yeah, bro, but I love everything you guys are doing.
Thanks, dude.
I got a fucking bootleg fucking Jordan 45 jersey.
Oh, I know. Before I even knew you and I saw your IG, I saw that shit.
Yeah.
One thing.
I got that shit off Craigslist.
Oh, did you?
Or OfferUp.
I got an AI jersey, like a black AI Sixers jersey.
Oh,
that's always like one of my favorite jerseys. And I got
is it the black one?
It's a black one. I got a.
Is it like a champion one?
Nah, it's not.
Is it like a Reebok one?
It's a Reebok one, yeah.
For sure.
It's just hard to stitch, too.
My brother used to fucking always get the fucking bootleg Mitchell and S jerseys when I was in high school.
Yeah.
He had the baby blue, like, Michigan Lakers fucking Magic Johnson jersey, and he had a fucking...
The light blue joints are hard, yeah.
Yeah, he had some odd shit. I think he had a Larry Bird, like, Celtics jersey.
Yeah, Larry Bird's cool.
Yeah.
One thing we're trying to work on this next month is it's still like in the works, but doing a vintage event inside the store. Mm-hmm. So inviting maybe like 5 to 6 vendors to come down and do like literally sell out a rerun. And that would be like our way of giving back to some of the local dudes here in San Diego, giving them a chance to just set up for maybe like 4 to 5 hours in the shop, and they can either trade, they can sell, and just get exposure from the shop.
That's hard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That should be fun.
Exciting things, man. Exciting things coming.
So I got, I mean, I always be doing this shit. What fucking conspiracy theory do you subscribe to, Josh? Like, what do you think fucking is just out there, bro? You fuck with the alien movement? You
I have a new conspiracy theory.
I'm not like super into conspiracy theories, but I just knowing about them.
I've been hearing a lot about the fucking melting ice caps and shit, and how like Antarctica's melting, and now you can see like ancient ruins and shit starting to pop up because they can do more like
people are saying like like older diseases can like. You know, like they've.
Oh, so bro, have you seen polar bears recently?
Yeah, like old ass. Speaking of that, diseases, bro.
That's fucking sketchy. Yeah,
super sketchy.
Like black pigs.
I believe in that though. I think you're right. I think I'm a germaphobe. I believe in some weird shit like that.
Yeah, like viruses, they just come and wipe shit out. Like there's parasites that come and wipe out the.
But they were like frozen, and then it like melted down, and then they just come back.
They're saying that there's going to be some kind of like thing that wipe out like a majority of the population, like within the next like 100 years.
It's crazy because I feel like they've been foreshadowing that, like in films and shit when they show that like, oh, like some people are immune to it. You know what I mean? Like
natural immunity kind of thing?
Yeah, like, isn't there, like, hella zombie movies where, like, there's just some people that are, like, immune to the fucking apocalypse and shit?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of
this fucking Bird Box.
Yeah, in Bird Box, they make,
you guys watch Bird Box.
They make reference to that, right? Like, some people just...
Well, because, like, because it's, like, the whole trippy shit. Everyone sees something, they go crazy, but then there's some people that, like...
Well, spoiler alert, like, I don't know. Have you guys seen it?
I kind of seen it.
Well, for, like, the listeners... Spoiler.
If you haven't seen it by now, bro. It's been out for a fucking minute. Go watch it again.
Like, the only really people that really like survived it were blind people.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't
See shit anyways.
Yeah. That reminds me of fucking
so smart.
There's a movie called The Minority Report with Tom Cruise that came out like back in like 2005 or 2006.
Yeah.
And like so they have like iris scanners, like pupil scanners, basically. Like they'll scan your eyes, and like no one needs an ID, basically, because like everywhere you go, like all the cameras just scan your eye, and it's like, okay, that's so and so, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's this scene where like, okay, so they're all, everybody is like kind of addicted to this drug. It's super illegal. The main character is like this cop from the future, Tom Cruise, and he's like also addicted to the drug, so he's got to go to his dealer and shit in some dark ass alley, and the dealer is blind, so the dealer can go anywhere because like he can't. They don't even know that he exists, you know what I mean? Because he's unscannable. And so he says some shit to Tom Cruise at one point. He's like, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And it's basically like the person who can like give the direction, or like the person that can maneuver through like the environment, like basically like that has an advantage. And so he's saying that being blind is his advantage, you know, because like they can't fuck with him.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, Tom Cruise ends up getting like his whole eyes like transplanted and shit, so that when he gets scanned, he's like a whole different person, but he's still himself. Like, I don't know, bro. It's on some crazy shit. But that's one of those movies that just like makes you think like, damn, the future is like now, and like they're doing wild shit. Like
Mirror Shit, man.
Yeah.
It was, have you ever seen The Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With
Denzel.
Denzel, that's a good ass movie.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like that movie too, where cause like, I mean, if you haven't watched it, you should watch the great movie. But he's blind, and he could read the only like the holy book that everyone's like looking for. And,
he like pretends like that he's got the Bible and shit. Like, and so people are all after it.
And he does technically, but it's in Braille, so no one else can read it. Yeah. So it's like, oh, fuck you guys, plot twist. Yeah, man, good ass movie. But
okay, so as you were saying, the like, do you think the fucking polar ice caps are going to thaw out, and there's going to be all kinds of black plague shit that's wiping out the planet?
Yeah, that's definitely one thing.
They're already getting at the polar bears already, bro. You seen them shits, bro? Them polar bears nowadays look like that's super sad, skinny.
And yeah, they look like they're dealing with their own zombie apocalypse. Yeah,
bro, it's just sad. I looked at that shit, I was like, damn, bro, that's how we doing polar bears right now? Damn. 2019.
I know. We were worried about that shit as kids.
The FaceTime thing?
Oh, how you could like fucking the glitch.
You add yourself to the group FaceTime, and then you answer that, and then it connects like everyone that you're trying to call in the group FaceTime.
And it'll like force their phone to answer and shit, right?
That's fucking
so like
sus.
People are like turning off their FaceTimes and shit.
Hell yeah, yeah. I'll turn off my shit right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I don't even know how you could. I don't even like FaceTime. Like, how could you FaceTime more than like one person? It's like kind of weird. I don't know. Like having like multiple FaceTimes.
Yeah, that's you could be doing that.
And that's weird.
It's wild.
I don't like that.
Yeah, technology gonna be like.
Like one person's enough, but like to have like fucking 6-7 screens.
Dude, on I feel like everybody I see nowadays has like the camera on their laptop covered with something, like a sticker or some
like
shit.
A post-it like, note or something.
Yep.
That shit is scary too. But I remember that was back in like that scare was like back in high school.
Yeah, that's always been a thing.
That's
Tumblr,
yeah.
Tumblr and shit. Like,
what's the person that like they like attribute to that shit? I feel like his name just got dropped recently in a song. Fuck. I'm gonna come
what
back.
Is he like a killer?
Nah. It's
Ted Bundy.
No. It's not a serial killer. It's like the dude who basically said that like the government is spying on everybody.
Oh, that's that one from that dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is it like Ed,
John?
Ed something? Oh, John.
Oh, Winter. Snowden.
Snowden.
Yeah.
Eric Snowden or something like that.
Oh, some shit like that. But he was like the person that was basically like, yeah, the government's fucking spying on everybody. Yeah. Like, cover your fucking.
And he like lives in Russia now.
Because he and then like
they actually did try to come after him and shit.
Yeah,
right?
Because he exposed the government that they were the NSA, really doing that shit. Yeah.
Sounds like some enemy of the state. That was a good movie.
you remember the fucking what do they call that shit? The fucking Manchurian Candidate.
I don't recall.
Basically, it's basically the person that they're having like go through the election and like to become president, but it's like a person that they fucking took and like brainwashed, like wiped all their memories, like programmed this person with like new memories and like basically just setting them up to be in the fucking spotlight, to be their puppet, and like they just go up there, do their shit, basically like they come back, they just sit in their chair until they're ready to get fucking done, because to go again and like talk to the people, because they're really just a puppet.
Yeah,
you know
what I
mean? And it's just like a fucking, I don't know, bro. So what's your shit?
Even really have one.
You don't think that there's?
I have a new one.
I mean, I don't think there's aliens. I don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
But
you're the first person to hop on this podcast and say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone has.
You probably you always ask alien, bro.
Only an alien would say that.
I try.
I haven't put much thought into
people. I want to know what the fuck they think about. You know what I mean? Like,
I think about this.
Like, fashion is cool. Like, music is cool.
I have a conspiracy about 6ix9ine.
Takashi?
Yeah.
Okay, running.
I think he was purposely put on this like industry only to infiltrate like gangs inside like hip hop. Because I just think like his whole career now is just basically like a mockery of like everything that is like was gonna happen with hip hop, with just like the whole trolling and everything,
and it's done.
But it was on purpose, like because we put so much attention and stock into this kid, and he was just doing all the dumbest shit. And now that he's caught up and he's about to get like 46 like years in prison and shit, he's just spilling all the beans. And it's just like I feel like that was all meant to happen because they wanted to like get something out of it, because like the gang that he was affiliated with was like the biggest gang in New York, like the biggest blood gang. They were causing the most trouble, putting hits on like certain hip hop heads that would go out there. They were like involved. There was like a conspiracy that they were like the ones that got involved with like Lil Wayne getting like robbed out there. That's why Lil Wayne doesn't go to New York anymore or some shit like that. Yeah. So I think they were just trying to like infiltrate that. And like, it was like a process, and they got this kid and they, you know, he got in there, got super involved. And then now that they caught him up, and I feel like he's not even going to serve any time. They're like, because I heard,
you
like,
yeah, they're giving him, like, out? Witness protection.
Yeah, just like, I feel like he's going to sing so much. Like, because they're already saying, like, he's already, like, you know, pleaded guilty to, like, a bunch of, like, accounts, and he's given up so much names and shit already. So I just think that my conspiracy is just, like, bro, like,
How long do you think he'll do?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I
think he'll do like 15 years.
Yeah, but he has like racketeering charges and like RICO cases, and like, bro, that's like no fucking like, that's not no fucking like to have. I'll hire a lawyer and like get a slap on the wrist kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking like Pablo Escobar kind of shit. Some like El Chapo shit. Jeez. Bro, the guy that he was like in videos with, like one of his like homies, literally hired like El Chapo's lawyer.
them.
So I just feel
I've recently seen that fucking 21 Savage got caught by ICE
and is getting
deported.
That's
real.
That's not real.
It's
back
real.
To England. Like I didn't even
He's from the UK and he moved here when he was 5 and his visa ended in like 2006. And so he's basically been here as an illegal.
But I feel like that's such a fucking clout move. That's just like some headline shit. Like just getting like.
Yeah, but you know what? He'll blow the fuck up over there too.
Like fuck
his career's not over.
Fuck no.
No, dude, the UK, bro. Like, Black what's this? Yeah, they got hell. It's just the UK is kind of random. I'm just like, what? You're from the UK? Of all places?
Listen to Grime and
shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Get into like, probably like link up with Skepta. Or some shit. Make some fucking.
You, remix
Skepta's hard. You can make the trap scene in the UK like yo, something that's never been before. Yeah.
Like Atlanta, like trap. UK.
Speaking of that, you guys watch the Super Bowl? Anyone watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You guys care?
I mean, there wasn't much to watch.
I won $25.
You won what?
I won $25. Yeah. I never bet against
winning
the Patriots.
On the Patriots? Oh, about saying
I mean,
like,
my heart was going for the Rams, but, dude, in reality, let's get to
no, you can't bet against
you can't
that,
beat
man.
The Patriots, man. Six the fuck?
Six no rings, bro. He's Thanos. Six Infinity Stones, six rings, and just ends everyone's fucking career, bro. The most winning
can't
Super Bowl. Quarterbacks.
You got more Super Bowls than the whole Pittsburgh
Steelers. I feel like that shit's rigged, though. Especially when a team like named the Patriots wins. I feel like that shit gets people fired up. Yeah. No, I'm fucking fully like skeptical about
that
shit.
Sports are like,
I could believe that.
I feel basketball is more rigged than anything than football.
Sports are for sure rigged.
I feel like basketball is like easy to rig for some reason. Just like.
Remember when boxing was fucking rigged? Like.
Yeah.
Like, fucking crazy. Like,
it's not Floyd Mayweather's involved. It's rigged.
And, like, it would be, like, it was, like, both the Don Kings, like, fighters, like, against each other and shit like that. And, like.
I want him to beat his ass.
Dude, I'm regardless. With you. Hey, I think Pacquiao's done, though. Didn't his, like, eye get messed up after that fight?
He whooped the shit out of Bronner. I don't know.
But, like, the next day, like, they said that his retina.
Like look, that man is probably is the most celebrated man in the Philippines. He's a fucking congressman, just like bro. He's 40.
He's a god to some people.
Yeah, he's a god. He's like, you know what I mean, like to a lot of people out
again.
There.
You know,
he's on the money out there.
He said that he had the flu though too during that fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
He said Voy Boy told him to kick back and not, you know, to go brother, go live.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
My uncles are
Boy. Shout out Boy Boy, bro.
They're like, how is he a trainer? Like, how did he gain more?
Hey, I like his mom, bro. She does them fucking Filipino voodoo curses and shit. Bro, that's just scary.
Yo, his wife be out there yelling some like Filipino tongue shit while he's fighting, just like all
spazzed out.
Bro,
his mom be like being a witch, bro.
Yeah, that shit was scary. Yeah, bro, it's nuts. After Marquez like knocked him the fuck out that one time, I'm gonna like bringing that shit up. But bro, every time you go to like a super serious Mexican barbershop, like they have that shit plastered like in a frame of like Marquez knocking out Pacquiao, like it was the fucking Last Supper. It's fucking like I take my son to this like super like Mexican barbershop in National City, and they got like all these like old boxing posters.
Yeah,
and the biggest one there, biggest shit plastered. Is a framed photo of Marquez knocking Pacquiao out. And I'm just like looking at that shit like, oh, God, what a fucking.
That was fairly recent,
that was a hard
right?
Time.
That was like maybe
6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that fight. Everyone. Because
he had like the Bradley matches after, and like even that seemed kind of sus because I feel like he beat the shit out of Bradley all three times.
Yeah.
And I think they gave Bradley one, and I was like, fuck Tim Bradley. That sucks. I want to see a Pacquiao Mayweather, though.
I don't know.
I want that to happen one more time, bro. One more time. I think that's the only person he'll come out and fight because he won't fight nobody else. He already beat the shit out of that Japanese shit. You guys seen the Japanese kickboxer video? That shit was terrible.
Did you see that fucking...
Made that man cry.
That Gucci fucking coat.
Oh, the coat he had at the fucking fight?
I want to believe that was like a vintage.
That's like some like Dapper Dan shit.
He didn't have the pants. I don't think the pants existed. I think he just...
I think it was just the coat.
I think he just came up on the coat somehow.
That shit looked... Fucking
those were like that nice. Was an old style. They don't make that one anymore. You can't buy that shit.
If anyone's gonna get
maybe
something like that, it's Floyd.
What the fuck do I know?
And he wore it with a turtleneck.
You guys listen to any new music and shit lately?
You guys I've been fucking with that SmiNo shit. Like we were listening. I did too. Yeah, but I've been not. I was listening to the SmiNo album actually like the
have
last
you heard
couple
the,
days.
The Bari album.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's like Masterclass. Shout out Monty Booker for producing this. The homie.
Yeah, Monty Booker's fucking dope. Yeah. And he does all this SmiNo shit too.
Yeah, I was talking to him. I was like, yo, you fucking killed that shit.
Bro. Oh, you know, dude?
Yeah, we talk all the time.
That's fucking
dope.
Yeah,
we did a show together.
Damn.
Yeah, I like his production. His production is fucking crazy.
Yeah, Yeah, he's the future, bro. Like, anyone can rap on his shit or sing.
Like, I don't think so. I think it's like people who actually have like a flow that could like be very diverse. Because like I don't think like any of these like new age rappers. Uh-huh. Like I think Smino is a very perfect example because Smino doesn't rap like everybody. Like he has his own style and he'd be rapping like fucking like the rest of them. But then he also has like the melodies and he's got
the way
he
delivers. Too,
his range is dope and just. Yeah, dude, like, I think Monty Booker is kind of, like, how this whole new-sounding, like, trap, house, wavy shit.
It's unique, bro.
It's like, super unique, and I
can hear his percussion from,
it's kind of like the Esta shit. Like, I like Esta shit off of Selection. Like, that whole Selection, like, movement is fucking dope to me.
Yeah, those guys. Those are the ones that put me on, bro.
Yeah, Selection is fucking sick. I listen to their shit, like, every time they drop something. Like, the radio shit that Joe K guy does.
Yeah.
He's kind of someone, like kind of inspired me with this whole idea with the radio shit, like, independent shit. Like, how he has, like, the beats.
Yeah,
thing. That's kind of.
Have you been on Eclectic Soul Radio yet?
Just the day that, just that Clean Slate, that time you had me on there.
We gotta get you guys on.
When do you guys do that?
Up today, because the semester just started like not too long ago.
Dude, that's wild. I was gonna fucking ask you if like we could just do the fucking episode there at KCR with you,
like a takeover or something.
Like I mean, whatever we're doing right now, you know what I mean? Like just do it with you guys.
Yeah, because the homie, like one of the co-hosts, he goes to state. I used to go to state, but
yeah,
I
went to state.
But he's a
college grad.
He's the one that does the college radio club thing.
Yeah,
and then so
I'd been on there before. That shit's wild. I've been on there when I went there when I went to school over there.
They hella renovated.
Oh, where
they got like 3 TV screens. And,
oh shit!
Yeah, it's hella nice in there now.
We'll
get you on there.
But I was hella thinking that shit. Like I even mentioned to him, I was like, "Well, shit, if we can't do it a rerun, like I'll ask Josh if we could do it wherever you guys do Eclectic."
Yeah, we do it.
That's random.
San Diego State. Yeah, it just started back up today. So,
are you one of the
Mondays
hosts?
9 to 10? I used to, but that's LA Ferg now. Yeah, he'd be doing that. Now. I don't have enough time to be doing that.
So you're not like on there regularly.
Not like all the time. I mean, I'm there like if I have the time, but the homie's the host
now. For sure. Yeah, see if they'd be down to have us, because that'd be kind of tight. But like we record Dice Roller on Mondays, so it would be like we'd try and probably figure out a way where we could work it into like having it like still play through our MixLR. You know what I mean? We still record it. Still drop.
Yeah, all you gotta do is sign in and just make the main output like whatever it is that you guys use. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it should be.
Yeah,
pretty
it's like a whole ass studio on there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be fucking tight. I seen TC and Peanut on there recently.
Yeah, our last episode was like December something. Mm-hmm. So like they were the last guests before the semester ended. Mm. So
I want to get them back on here.
Yeah.
I was talking to dude TC. I was just like, yo, like what's good? Like you guys trying to get another episode and they're down as fuck. And then I even mentioned the whole traveling thing. Like we're just like, yo, we're kind of just pulling up on people. So
Yeah, you could probably pull up to
their studio or something.
Yeah, I think I don't know if they're gonna have a studio no more. I was just talking to TC today. I don't know. He told me a bunch of crazy shit.
I want to ask about retiring. I saw he was.
Yeah, he put that. Yeah, he told us that today because we met up to talk about. Remember when we premiered Sleep?
That song, yeah.
Yeah, like it's still not out, so we're the only people that have that song.
I should bring out TC and Peanut on Saturday
if they're fucking down. That shit would be crazy. Still
having during my set or some shit.
Hell yeah.
Have him do
all ages, all those high schoolers that he'd be pulling up to, like they'd be pulling up.
He'd be going to all the Southeast schools too. No, so there's hella ages that be going to Southeast schools out there too.
Wait, like I think the downstairs part of Amplified is really? Like 21 and up.
They gonna be checking.
Well, damn.
I don't know if we can talk about that.
It's off the record.
Off record conversations.
But yeah, no. TC was saying that the Sleep video is gonna be like his last video. He was even saying that like he might still produce, but like he's basically done making music.
Yeah, I know. He said he already deleted like all his like notes on his phone.
Oh shit!
Oh, he's serious. Serious.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah, he said he tweeted it today. He was like,
"Yeah."
That's disappointing, but at the same time, if the man wants to venture out to different things, his production sounds dope. Yeah. Like you know, I could kind of relate to that because like I remember like when I was trying to like. Be on some rap shit, but then like I got too involved with like because I mix and engineer people's shit, and I got involved with that side, I was like I'd rather do this than stress on like writing music. Like I produce beats and like make remixes and shit like that too, so it's like I'd rather focus on that because I get more enjoyment out of that than to spit some shit.
Of course.
I mean, you know, like I could just off top just like say some random shit and just make it into a whole fucking rap verse, but you know. Yeah, if your heart's not into it, you can't, you know, why force it, you know?
Exactly. Even if you're, like, supposedly, you know, killing it in other people's eyes, like, people...
Yeah, bro, like, and then plus, like, Peanut's killing shit, you're still involved with his shit, and then you can be on the production side, management side, whatever you want to do, or, like, vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's still a lot of things you can do outside of actually being the rapper, to be involved in music, you know?
I think TC's verse on Sleep is fucking hard as fuck. Fuck, bro.
He's older too. Like he's like the same age as like Rob and Rossi and them,
Rob's
right? Like
25. Rossi's my age.
Well, yeah. So in their 20s. you guys are in mid high 20s. It's still somewhat. There's not that much of an age gap there.
I don't know, bro. I think dude's fucking too hard. But I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
The opportunities are gonna come.
I just feel like I'm never gonna retire from anything. I'll probably just work until I die.
Well, you love what you're doing. I mean, why do
I think
it?
At some point I'll just transition more into like painting and I'll kind of consider that my retirement.
Doing like murals and shit.
I love painting. I mean, painting was like one of my first loves, and cooking. I just, you know, and reading. Like, I'll probably just be doing more of that.
What's that potato shit you said you made? We were in here.
Potato?
You said you were making like some potato shit. Or
potato.
I don't know, you said that last time we were rerun. You and 18th Element were talking about it. About some like potato shit. I don't know.
I'm just saying potatoes. I love potatoes.
Oh yeah. Who doesn't love fucking potatoes?
I love celery, bro. I've been drinking celery juice. I think I've been talking about this. I've been drinking celery juice every fucking day. Today I missed. I was hella close to my spot where I've been getting it, but I had so many back to back meetings and I was just fucking rushing all over the place. But like, I started off drinking just 16 ounces of celery juice every day, and then fucking, I kind of graduated to like 24 ounces of celery juice. Bro, that shit's crazy.
Is that green shit you drink? That green?
Yeah,
shit?
Bro, it's just straight celery juice. No, nothing in it. No fucking lime. No, like no apple cider vinegar.
It's totally different.
And and that shit is like crazy, bro. I feel like my skin just gets way clearer. I feel like fucking, like everything that I eat, I just feel like my digestion is on point.
It's just like more enhanced water is pretty much what it is.
But the science behind it is that there's like these like salt clusters that aren't like just regular like straight sea salt. Uh-huh. It's like salt that's been like pulled from the earth and like powered by the sun basically, and like chlorophyll to like boost your it boosts kind of like your metabolism and your digestion, so you have like bile in your stomach, right? That's like the stomach acid that like breaks down all your food and shit. But basically, because our diets are like really high in acid, like even our water is acidic. Like, we're not really drinking alkaline water. We're not eating alkaline-based foods that much. Mm-hmm. So everything is super acidic, and so it causes like acid reflux. And then like, since we have like an overload of acid in our body, then like your liver basically takes the toll. Like, it fucking tries to like combat that shit, but there's nothing it can do. It's just like all of our livers are basically like inflamed. Like, you know, have you ever had I think it's called foie. It's like it's basically duck liver. Yeah. That where like they overfeed the duck until their liver becomes inflamed and it just like gets all swollen and shit, and it's like a super tender, like delicious, like meat. Yeah. If you've ever been to the Friendly in North Park, it's like a new pizza spot. They have like foie. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced foie, like fries, where they put that shit, like slice it up, like throw that shit on French fries and like gravy. I had it one time. It was pretty tasty, but it's like but it's like a fucking delicacy, you know what I mean? But right, basically basically like the diet that us human beings have is like not that sick, you know what I mean? We'll be eating fucking dairy products and meat products and like all kind of shit like all fucking day, you know what I mean? Like, nobody gives a fuck. We'll be drinking coffee like with fucking cream in it, you know what I mean? And it's just like what the celery juice does is it like it starts to cleanse your fucking liver. And so basically like everything that's like been stored in there since we were kids, all the fucking antibiotics we took, all the fucking the different medicines and like the weird minerals and metals that we don't actually need, they just kind of get stuck in there. Like, that's why people get kidney stones and shit like that. Okay. But it starts to clean all that shit out, and then like it produces like basically like an extra way of breaking down food like inside of your body, and it's all connected, right? So like everything passes through the stomach, passes through your intestinal tract, and like
all of like your organs and everything. It starts to pull the fucking like, you know, meat and shit like that's in your intestinal tract. It just rots. You know, it's like not fucking, it's not like vegetables where like the vegetables will break down, you know, real easy, like in your body. Right, like right. The meat takes a minute, you know, so like that shit really helps pull that out. So when you start doing this whole celery juice thing, and for those people that try doing it, like it kind of fucks you up at first. Like it's kind of like your body going into shock and it, like you're fucking, it like it pulls out all the negative shit that's kind of just stored in there dormant. And so it kind of brings it to life as it's pulling it out. And then once you get through that phase, it's like, boom, it's out. Now you basically have like a new inside. And so you're going to be less susceptible to getting things like fucking eczema, like psoriasis. Those are like skin problems, but they're not necessarily like, they're not on your skin. It's like in your nerves. So it's in your whole like endocrine system. It's so deep in your body. It's just being reflected like on the surface.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's just like everything, as within, so without, basically. Like everything on the inside is like, or everything on the outside is a reflection of what's on the inside. You know what I mean? So right, the celery juice has been fucking super good for me, bro. That's, I just feel like it's miracle juice. That's crazy. It's literally like the place I go to, bro. Some days they'll just run out of celery. Like I had to go fucking buy organic celery from the grocery store and take it to them to juice for me. And they fucking had to charge me like a juicing fee. Yeah, bro. Damn. And I was just like, fuck you. Like, I want this shit that bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it was like...
How much celery is for like a 16 ounce?
16 ounce is probably like two like bunches of celery.
Okay.
I got like... I got two fucking 24 ounces. One for me and one for Monica. And like... I had to fucking buy five bunches of celery, bro. Like, it was a fucking grip. Like, I had a grip of fucking celery.
Yeah.
To get 2 24 ounces. But this shit,
it's like pure vitamin K.
Is it? Is
that vitamin K?
That's what it is. It's like pure vitamin K.
I should start a new segment with you. Just, like, learn something new with Stilo.
Yeah, no, like, you always need vitamin A, B, and K, right? Yeah, those are, like, the four vital vitamins.
I just drink fucking kombucha. That clears my gut pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. All those digestive.
Doesn't acai do something for you in that respect too?
Dude, this shit. I want to try that.
Some people just ruin it though because they add like hella like.
Add like hella shit to it.
You can combine things and it'll like cancel the effects. Like that's one of the things that I learned about like the celery juice is that if you add lemon to it, basically like it dilutes it.
Yeah.
So it's not as potent.
Because of the acid?
I don't know. I mean, lemon water is supposed to be super good for you, but like they even say that like the best time to have the juice is like in the first thing in the morning, like on anti-stomach. Mm-hmm. But like if you can't do that, then like just have water or lemon water and then wait like 30 minutes and then do the juice or just have like some fruit, like some apples, like red skin apples are supposed to be like super good for your kidneys and just they like do a the red same
delicious
thing.
Have you ever had beet and carrot juice?
Beet is fucking super good for you. Yeah, when
I
was
like fucking partying and drinking a lot, I'd be falling the fuck over. I would just chug like a beet and carrot juice in the morning and that would like help.
Yeah.
She's opened a juice bar.
Juice bar?
Everyone here is like really... I was about to say, everyone here is pretty, like, informational about this shit.
Whip you up something real good. I'm going to go there soon.
You see, I want to go to a juice bar.
Yeah, he works at the Whole Foods in Hillcrest.
What's he look like?
Yeah, his name's Jonah. He wears a little smaller guy with glasses. You've probably seen him in there. Probably. He works there like fucking full time, 40 hours a week.
Oh shit, is he blonde?
No, he's like a Mexican kid.
Oh, okay. Is he bigger?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
No, I think
yeah, I did Jonah. See. Like real upbeat, like
Maybe. I don't know.
He works in that juice bar, like right when you walk in the front door, poof, you'd see him.
Yeah, there's a couple spots I'll hit for this.
We need more juice bars in San Diego.
Something, bro. Yeah. It'll whip you up something real good.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to try this, the pure celery juice. I'd probably put some peanut butter in mine, though, just because I like celery and peanut butter. That'd be a weird mix, though.
Bro, that's a snack.
I'm about to say, that's a real snack.
Ants on a lot.
But in a smoothie? Or like a drink?
I don't know about a smoothie. That's kind of.
That shit's fire as fuck. That's my favorite snack as a kid. But, I mean, eating anything green is good for you, bro.
Right.
Like.
Yeah, smoking green, too.
That loud. Nah, hella cut back from weed, bro. I hella cut back smoking weed.
Can't relate.
I need to do that. too. Maybe.
weed sober? Solves problems, bro.
It helps when I do.
For sober. I mean,
tell I can't them, fucking
so
DJ.
So go into that, bro. Because that was like, bro, that's why we got you out here. Another reason why we got you out here, bro, is talking about your latest project, Sober Sport. Tell us about your lifestyle, bro. You
talked lifestyle? About. Shit, I'm sober. That's my lifestyle. It's
sober.
Not that's yet. That's a sport I mean, within itself. Like, back when you used to
yeah,
drink,
bro.
So,
like
dodging the drinks.
It's crazy how many doors will open for you. If I mean, for me, I had a drinking problem. I was like fucking partying.
You're jumping over influences, bro. That's
drinking
a sport.
Like crazy. I don't know. Like, I've been sober from booze for almost 2 years. In September, it'll be 2 years.
Nice.
And then, you know, I mean, doing this whole vintage, you know, setup and selling clothes is extremely fun. I love doing it. Mm. I just had an idea of like, dude, how can I like brand myself this year and hold myself accountable and make cool shit that I like? So I thought of the whole idea. Like, I changed my IG. It was Rerun Ryan. I changed it to Sober Sport to kind of just put myself out there. I mean, I don't know of any other brands right now that are just, like, putting themselves out there in a way where... Because, I mean, dude, in all reality and, like, streetwear and, like, fucking fashion and stuff like that, dude, it's, like, hand-in-hand partying and fucking living it up. I don't know anyone that's, you know... Dude, everyone's fucking partying and living it up. And I'm... putting myself out there that maybe say like, hey, it's okay to like not party or it's okay to not drink.
Dude, I feel that.
You know?
I'll be DJing and I don't even want to stay. Like, I'll just DJ and dip.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy though because you'll have, for me, like I'm a better like friend, homie, definitely parent, you know, fiance, like, you know.
That's good.
Than I was before. Like, I was fucking living it up, you know, drinking all the time. So I mean, I'm surrounded around... You know, like, you guys, fucking David, Don, like, you guys are all fucking doing your own brands, and I have all the resources, like, right fucking in front of me. Why not take full advantage of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so I'm like, fuck, dude. 100%. Like, you know, and in your all reality, like, the shit's for me, you know? I mean, if people like it, sick. You know, like, identifying yourself as sober, like, that shit is, fuck, dude, I don't know if you ever went fucking 2 or 3 months without drinking, but you feel a certain way, you know?
No, that's facts.
You know, and shit.
A week from like not smoking, you're already like, oh shit.
You're like,
yeah, that's a different experience too. Just like, yo, don't smoke for like a week, and you'll find a lot about yourself. Yeah. Just like
facing reality, sober is no fucking joke. Like that shit is real. Like, you know, but for me with the brand, right now I'm just having like a lot of fun with it. Like growing up, like I fucking love shorties. I love skateboarding. I loved fucking just like. Streetwear to some extent, you know, I wasn't really like fully invested in streetwear as like in high school and after high school, it was more like skating shit. But that's why, like, I mean, right now I'm just having fun with like logo flips and getting those done. David's helping me out getting some clothes made for me that should be ready by this weekend. And, you know, we'll see what happens, see what people's thoughts are, you know. But ultimately, like, my message is just to fucking have some cool shit out there that's fucking. Popping, fucking something eye-catching, something like with the name Sober Sport. For me, it's like vintage is just fun, like, and making clothes is just fun. It's like almost like a sport for me.
That's dope.
So that's why I do it. I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too. That's dope.
Yeah.
We're trying to replicate those shorty hoodies as best we can. Yeah. You were in there anal as fuck. Like, yo, this like, yo. Gotta be a quarter inch border. This shit gotta be exactly 12 like, gotta inches. Be like, da-da-da. Yep. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Being
I had to, because that's how the real one is.
No, right? But I feel it, though. It's like your first drop. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
At least you're taking it serious. Yeah.
A couple drops, and you'd be like, dog, just do your thing.
Just fucking make it, whatever it comes out. The embroideries are cool, the way that they came out. Like, fucking digitizing, that shit's expensive.
Yeah. Identify Corp has their own sticky notes. That's crazy.
Oh yeah,
like the whole process that goes into it.
Identify. You got the identify tee on. I was about to rock that tee today. That's crazy.
Good thing you did.
I fucking I was DJing at Chula Vista Brewery with Boogie Bubba like fucking 2 Fridays ago, and Liam came through and dropped me off like a whole pack, bro. Like a gang of tees.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fucking lit, bro. Shout out Liam. That's not on me. Oh, I rocked the fucking cool. unidentified shirt to your wedding, bro. We still haven't even talked about your wedding, bro. This man got married 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Well, a week ago, technically.
Oh, but a week ago, yeah.
I went to Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw that on IG, actually.
I'm talking to the people that are going to be listening to this podcast on Thursday.
pretty much. But yeah, thank you guys. But yeah, the wedding was lit. This guy DJ'd. It was on Sunset Cliffs. I did like a do it yourself. Yeah, no, I was dope, and I'm actually really fucking happy that we did it that because last Saturday it was fucking pouring, bro. Yeah. Terrible ass rain, and I was just like, yo, like me and my wife. That's still weird to say in a way though, because I say my girl a lot, but it's like it's been like taking a little time for me to say wife. That's weird.
That's crazy.
What's it called? Yeah, she was bugging out, like, oh dude, like I can't believe like this fucking weather, it was this perfect, and then come this last Saturday, it was fucking like hailing outside, like fucking pouring, bro. Like about to have mad floods and shit today, bro.
It's raining right now.
Yeah, today it was fucking. Yeah, it was flooding like shit. Like, I was telling you on the way here, have you guys ever just, like, were jamming in your car so hard and then, like, some fucked shit happens while you're driving and it makes you realize, oh, shit, I need to stop acting up like I'm driving.
You get that kind of, like, you're like, and you start thinking about life.
Yeah, because I was listening to this song and I was just, like, fucking feeling it, like, just jamming out. And all of a sudden, the fucking flooded water was just there and my fucking car went right through it. And it's just, like, fucking almost lost control for a second. I'm just sitting there like, oh damn, I need to calm the fuck down. The real shit is happening out here, bro. Like hydroplane, yeah, bro.
But I like sketched out and I like accelerated by accident.
Yeah,
instead of like taking off the gas and like
that shit happened on the way over here, bro.
Yeah.
That shit happened on the way over here. I was just like, yo, I need to not act like it's not fucking pouring out here and there's fucking huge-ass puddles and flooding over the corner.
Yeah.
Especially here, where motherfuckers can't even drive out here if there's like a fucking sprinkling.
Yeah,
exactly. It's nuts out here, bro.
That shit's crazy. I hate how that's a thing. Like,
every city has its own way of driving. I remember I was in the Bay, and people are like, yeah, the traffic in the Bay sucks. I'm like, yo, I was driving there, and everyone drives like 60 miles per hour. I'm like, no wonder y'all have traffic. Y'all drive slow as hell.
The worst thing you could do is drive slow in situations where you're not supposed to be driving slow. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when there was like one day, it was like during December, it was like raining stupid hard, and there were people going like 20 miles per hour on the freeway, and I'm just like, okay, I understand it's really hard to drive in right now, but that doesn't mean you got to drive super slow and just slow everybody to fuck up.
Because you're going
to
come up on that person.
Yeah, but fucking stupid-ass people be driving in the slow lane and they don't even exit. That's like, I feel like that's my number one.
And then they like cock-block you from the exit.
I don't know, bro. I just don't understand why you got to
do better, man.
Shit like
that. Everyone driving.
Citywide, like,
fuck, you just don't want to. You like that reluctant to get where you're
don't
going.
Drive
like,
if you're you scared, bro.
Just, you guys just gotta drive super slow and make it fucking annoying for
do
everybody.
Do us all a favor, just stay home, be late.
Yeah, like fuck it, just cancel.
Cancel. Just you're too like, scared.
I know we're getting more bus routes out here, so
Uber, bro, get an Uber. Put your life in another person's hands, bro. Take a scooter. Fuck it. Yeah. Fucking Uber. Lift your shit. Take a bird. Yeah, bro. You got scooters out here.
Those fools are getting paid picking up those birds and charging them.
Some fucking grunt work, bro. Fuck that.
Dude, it's like 11 bucks a scooter.
Yeah, we'll hire some people to do that shit for you.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Would you rather Uber or pick up scooters?
Would I rather Uber or pick up scooters? I don't know. I'm a people person. I'll probably Uber my ass.
I'm an Uber. Yeah, I feel like you make more money doing Uber because you're like, it's more interactive.
Uber and thrift. Damn, you be in the thrift like, fuck. You got a big ass bag
Uber,
of shit.
Uber, damn, $30. Oh, all right.
I got to drop this shit.
Shit, can we make a quick pit stop? I got to pick this shirt up. Yeah, bro. That would be nuts. Nice. You trying to go thrift shopping real quick before
you
go
like
home?
But you got a whole rack in the back seat where they can shop while you're fucking driving and shit. Game changer.
Bro, he already know, man.
Too much. How a couple of clothes
right now,
is like already folded and shit. Be like, oh, you like what you see, huh?
I don't do a fucking.
Yeah, that goes for 15. That goes
have
for 30.
Have the front seat folded all the way down and just have like a shelf full of shit organized by size.
Man.
Oh yeah, exactly.
What else can
or
we touch
like on
up the
little
on?
Side hook where they be hanging up like the dry cleaning and shit. You just be having hella shit up in there. All in the fucking plastic.
Yeah, in the plastic.
There's a catalog back there and shit. Game changer. You got an Astro van just full of vintage.
What else happened this week we can touch up on?
Super Bowl was trash.
Super Bowl was trash. Actually, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, as from a couple of perspectives, I enjoyed the game.
Until, like, halftime, bro, that was, like, the boring.
What do you guys think of Maroon 5 being?
Horrible.
You hate Maroon 5?
No, I don't hate Maroon 5, but I don't know
what
that was about.
The performance
was
bad?
Yeah,
I just wanted to hear, like,
I did not,
you
like
know what's funny? I was actually like, I was like laying it out like how the performance was gonna go, and it literally happened how I thought it was gonna happen. They're gonna come out, they're gonna do like their 3-4 songs that everybody wants to hear, and somehow they're gonna try to incorporate Sicko Mode. There's no other reason why Travis Scott is there other than the play Sicko Mode.
I didn't like it.
Nothing else. And somehow they're going to get Big Boy to be out there doing that. I'll be on that. I'm on the A. Like, that song, that's a classic song. The Way You Move, too. The Way You Move. I was like, he's going to have to play The Way You Move because that's his biggest fucking song ever. And he did it. So that made sense. And then.
I wonder how Andre felt.
I don't think he cared. I don't think he cared. Fuck no. He probably was just like, oh, good shit, Big Boy. Yeah.
He was like, handle it.
What's it? Yeah, bro. Andre 3000 is probably doing better shit in his life.
He just dropped a song recently, too, didn't he?
Probably.
See that fool's coat? Yeah, he did. And it was kind of tight. I was listening to that shit today with Sergey. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I was with Sergey earlier today, bro, and this fool got a laser cutter now. He was cutting some laser patches or some leather patches. With like engraved like laser cut shit.
Dude, I want to get some of those made. I
that
saw
shit was
that.
Tight as fuck. Yeah. Yeah, he's about to
stitched on a hat.
That shit. Yup.
You already can do it.
I'm getting those shit stitched on some beanies. I'll probably have them for Saturday.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
Yup. Some.
I need to get some stickers made. I gotta plug me on that.
Engraved. Yeah, we can make stickers right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta do that.
Yeah. Saturday's about to be fun, bro.
Yeah, man, it's Saturday. What's everyone's expectations for Saturday? Or what, how do you?
Hopefully the weather's good. It's supposed to be like a 60, so everybody bring a jacket, light jacket. You know?
Is it out? Is it, man, some of it outdoors?
No, it's indoor, outdoor. They have like garage doors.
Yeah, that'll be open.
Right, yeah, day. That'll be open.
Directly right after that, I go to Rose Bowl.
Oh, shit.
No sleep.
Oh, yeah, dedicated.
Set up at fucking 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'll be Sunday. Coming from L.A., I got 2 shows in LA Thursday, Friday, and then I come back to San Diego.
Do another busy show. Guys, man. Busy guys.
Yeah, dude. Oh, February is like busy for me, bro.
Before we wrap all this up, I like doing this thing called series of questions. Real simple questions, real simple answers. You guys would like to do this?
Let's do it.
All right.
Run it.
First question. Do you guys like the weather hot or cold?
Cold.
Cold, hot. Like layers. You like it hot.
I like it hot.
I mean, like, I'm layered up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I say you got the double jacket going on. You're just a short sleeve guy. But yeah,
like all right,
makes sense.
Toast jacket. Yeah.
If you guys could have only one meal, what would it be? Like your last meal, what would it be?
I think about this all the time.
Last meal.
You know?
Could it be like a variety of things? Not a variety. Like, could I say like steak and lobster?
Sure. Yeah, steak and lobster
with some like Brussels sprouts.
Sure. You want to add a little like little rose potatoes in there too?
Steak, lobster, like, and like some butter, like vinaigrette, Brussels sprouts.
Of, like, pasta or
what is it?
Pasta, like pasta, but, like, has to be like.
Like some fucking Cajun pasta, Alfredo, yeah, you know, chicken Alfredo
like,
shit.
Like,
ooh.
On Twitter and shit. Like,
yeah.
You be seeing those like plays of Twitter. Like,
no, I feel that.
Cooking for Bay.
Cooking for
Bay. Cooking for Bay on Instagram.
Yeah. See, Des.
Nah, it's like.
That's where Stilo gets his inspiration for cooking now.
No, I watched it, bro. When I was younger, I used to watch Iron Chef, like the Iron Chef Japan and Iron Chef America, like tough, bro. Like me and my pops would stay up till like 11 when it came on. Watch that shit till like midnight.
I still watch MasterChef.
Who's that OG host? What was his name? He had like long hair.
Shout out Gordon Ramsay. That's the OG right there.
I remember when Jeff Corbin, I think, was on it. He was like the dude that did like Good Eats. He fucking. He was fucking, like, funny as fuck. I used to love that. I used to love the Good Eats shit because he would, like, he would just sneak in so many, like, pro tips. Like, okay, anybody can incorporate this shit. But, like, nah, I'd watch the Japanese version. I think the dude's last name was Yamamoto.
Yeah, something like that. He was dope. He was OG. The OG host.
And, yeah, bro. Like, we would just spaz out watching that shit. Bro, I used to watch so much Food Network. That was my shit. This is Cooking for Bay, bro. It's fucking hilarious. It's, like, the most nasty-looking shit, bro. Like,
6-piece nugget on a plate.
It's just, like, they're just roasted, like...
What is that? I don't know what
she
that
just
is.
Looks disgusting as fuck.
That breakfast sausage and gravy?
Yeah, bro. And
mashed potatoes?
Horrible.
That's gross, bro.
Were you going to ask the burgers and tacos?
Asked the last meal. Wait,
that was kind of my question. Yeah, I was like, if you could have one last meal, what would it be? Okay. He said pasta. He says steak and lobster with Brussels sprouts.
But you've literally done this every episode, so we got to know, like, burgers or tacos.
Yeah, if you had a choice between burgers or tacos, which one you choosing?
All day, baby.
What about salt and pepper chicken wings?
You better say burgers, fool. Get the fuck out of here.
Salt and pepper chicken wings.
If the tacos are made right, yeah. If the tacos got to be made.
Bro, one time I was like,
I think you're right. I think I would go for a burger.
We were watching the taco show on YouTube, and we were like, yo, we have to get tacos. It was like midnight, and it was like, yo, Taco Del Gordo closes at like 1. We were like, we gotta go right now. And we got tacos, and we were just like, holy shit.
That's fucking like prime time for them, too. At night, people be pulling up there at night, especially at that Broadway spot, man.
The just been fucking narrating all fucking day.
After the Main Sean Blanc show, I went straight to Taco Del Gordo afterwards.
Yeah, I like my carne asada and like alabada crispy.
I forgot what they call that shit, but basically it's like after they've done the alabada, the carne asada like all fucking day, they let like the bits like drop into like this little catch thing. Bomb. And then they'll make tacos out of that, and they're like extra crunchy. I don't really be fucking with red meat like that, but like,
I'd rather not have
sometimes I'll be fucking with that shit.
Shout out Campachanga fries.
Campachanga fries.
Campachanga fries is legendary.
Damn. Nothing hits like Taco Del Gordo. That's a direct Rossi quote. Oh, go for it. Carne asada fries when you first moved here?
Yeah,
I remember.
Mandatory.
In like fucking freshman year, I think when I got introduced to that shit. Because like, There's like a phase when you like everybody just eats kind of like beans and cheese like when you're little, and then you start like, oh shit, have my first carne asada burrito, like what the fuck, and then like,
what is this magical thing
out here? Now I'm addicted to fucking beef, like but I remember like having California burritos for the first time.
Bro, being out here, there's just so many like
so communal about like carne asada fries. Like I remember being like a freshman and like we'd walk across the street to this taco shop that was called Echale, and like there'd be like six people in a booth, and we would just all share like one big ass tray of carne asada fries, and it was just like, it just felt like homie shit, like bonding, like we could all just eat off this plate, and it was fucking tight.
You guys just all shared a blunt, and now you guys are eating a big ass thing in carne asada
fries.
Yeah,
that was when carne asada fries were like $4.95.
That sounds like my experience. Everyone was just pitching on a blunt.
Like, $12 You put like hot Cheetos on that shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I put bacon on my shit. You go to Lolita's and be like, yo, can I get bacon on my carne asada fries?
Lolita's used to be fire.
That was the first.
It still is fire. I think they've gotten better. You know, like in a sense, like it's like they had a down period, but I think they kind of stepped their shit up a little bit, renovated their spot. Yeah,
it's more of an experience kind of thing now, definitely. Especially the one at Eastlake, like that one's like,
yeah, that's
like a Sunday, like after church, we're going to Lolita's and shit, you know.
Shit, I'll go there on a regular Tuesday or something.
When I was going to City College, bro, I used to always get off the trolley at like fucking Park and Market and just fucking walk up to Lolita's, bro. Just do some homework right there. Eat some carne asada fries.
Yeah,
that was before they built that fucking big ass apartment complex. You could actually look out the window and see some cool shit. That's weird, bro. Like being in a city and like just looking out the window and it's just fucking like concrete and like metal like everywhere.
Bro, I feel like these buildings are just popping up out of nowhere, bro.
For real, yeah. I think they're getting faster at building shit now because their technology is just changing.
Conspiracy
like,
theories, aliens at night. Imagine
gentrification.
Gentrification.
Urban
bro.
Sprawl.
That shit's definitely
that's some real shit.
Thing, bro. Definitely real.
They really be trying to move people
You
out
really don't believe in aliens?
Bro. That was in the back of my head, too. Dude. So what do you think?
I think we're the only people.
Do you think there's aliens? I'm someone that subscribes that there's probably aliens in our oceans.
But you do know that there's, like, shit from, like, other parts of the universe that, like, came here that wasn't just, like, made on Earth, yeah? Like, shit, like, elements that were, like, made inside of stars that fucking exploded and got sent here. Like,
to be honest with you, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
It's a
it's a fact, sure. I don't know. I just honestly haven't put much like thought into it.
No, I was going to say, it's a fact that we've only discovered 5% of the ocean.
I believe that.
So like that 95%. The 95% of the ocean could have like Godzilla in it for sure, but he just hasn't made his presence yet.
Yeah, that Transformers movie was a trip. Not the Bumblebee one, but the other one that's like, it's about like the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That one's fucking trippy.
Yeah, it is.
Think the moon landing was real?
Fuck no.
Don't even get him started, bro.
Like trigger warning.
Dude, yeah.
It was crazy. I think I brought this up last episode, but like, okay, so my boss is like super Christian, and I only work part-time, so the term boss I use very loosely. He's the homie. He's been like just super like rigid like since I met him, dude. Recently, like it was my day off, and I popped into the shop, and he was like telling me like, oh, like you should watch this like video on YouTube. He's like, go to like the UFO TV channel, and I'm like, like what the fuck? Like you like telling me about UFO TV on YouTube? I'm like, bro, like I've been watching this shit since I was fucking like 15. Like, what new shit are you about to put me onto? Uh-huh. And like, I'm watching it. It's talking about 9/11. It's talking about the Rothschilds and like the fucking the Federal Reserve Bank and shit that like, you know, basically like the whole system control and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, like, how much of this shit, like, do you believe? You know what I mean? And he was like, to be honest, like, I believe, like, a lot of it.
A good
like,
majority
it makes,
of it.
Makes a lot of sense. And I'm just like, damn, like, this is like a fucking 180 from, like, when I met you. Like,
yeah.
Like, you would have never bought into none of this shit. And I've been, like, a fucking, I've been thinking about this shit since I was a little kid. Like, I just, yeah. I think what set me off was when I heard about Easter Island. And they just couldn't tell me shit. They didn't know how these big-ass rockheads got here. And then I discovered that they're full bodies that are buried, like,
yeah, they're like to the ground. It's just, like, it's what's above ground. And then, like, you dig up, and then they're just...
It's, like, even bigger more. Bigger statues. Yeah. Yeah. And so, like...
Except the iceberg type shit.
So, when I found out about that shit, and it was just, like, one little-ass picture. Like, it was probably, like, a 2x3-inch picture in, like, a history textbook when I was in, like, fourth grade or third grade. And I just wanted to know more. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this resonates with me. Like, what is going on here? And that caused me to, like, you know, look at Stonehenge and, like ancient, like, pyramids in, like, South America and Mexico. Yeah. And just try to understand, like, what it was about them that connected them. And then I finally realized that it's, like, the megalithic structure. Like, the things that are too big for people to move and the things that, like, don't make sense why they're there and like are unexplainable and shit that like really caused me to like question like fucking everything. And so like, yeah, bro, it's just a trip. I feel like people are starting to like be a little bit more open-minded to the whole shit.
Yeah, because it's like you don't necessarily have to believe it, but just don't be so fucking close-minded.
Yeah, you know? Just know like, what's out there for yourself. Yeah, just like,
you don't have to change your life, bro, but you know what I'm saying? Just
yeah,
kind of makes life a little bit
be easier. Aware or be square.
Yeah.
Or like,
put it like that.
Free will type shit. Like, people's like, oh, are we living in a simulation? Like, that shit.
I mean, it's fun to think about it, too, sometimes. To be like, damn, like, I wonder what, like, if they're, like, how they portray them in movies. Or maybe they're, like, you know, maybe aliens are just, like, watching us like a sitcom show. Mm-hmm. And we're just, like, entertainment. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just, like, the deeper people get into it, the more I, like...
It's just fun. It's fun to think about it. It's trivy, but it's fun. I think it's fun too.
It's like that Frank Ocean song. Fucking what? Pink matter, gray matter,
pink blue matter. Matter, pink matter,
pink matter. Yeah,
he's talking about pussy in that song though.
He's talking about a lot of different shit in that song.
The first thing I think was pussy. He's like, he said pussy was like Majin Buu. I was like, I felt that.
Yeah. And then he says, what is a woman? Is she just a vessel for a child or some shit like that?
That's another pussy reference.
Yeah, for sure. And then he talks about gray matter, too.
Yeah. All right, back to the questions. Like last couple ones. What's like three brands that you always got to have on deck? Just like top three brands that you always got to like
rock. Clothing?
Yeah, just clothing or anything. Independent shit, your shit, vintage shit, damn. big brand shit.
Well, I was heavy on Adidas for a minute.
Okay.
And so I was like, I was always, like, I would always wear, like, you know, like, my outfits. Like, I always
can't have, answer
like,
that.
Adidas, Adidas pants.
Changes.
And, like, some Adidas shoes and shit. So Adidas was, like, heavy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wasn't, like, a hater against Nike. But I was just like, I'm team Adidas for a little bit. And then
now you got the feel of
you were stripes yeah, over in like, checks.
And official bag, like, but I don't know. They like 40s and shorties bags are like fire too. I was like, I always have a bag.
40s and shorties like, is
10 different bags, bro.
Drew Bird, the founder. One of the founders, I think, is DJ Drew Bird. He was.
He's
fucking Dom. He was Dom Kennedy's like tour DJ for.
Yeah, they went on tour for what's it called?
Yellow Album or something.
The one after that. Not Get Home Safely.
He did Die by Dom Kennedy, West Side with Love, Part 2. That was all before. That was like his second, third shit.
Yeah.
Shout out Dom Kennedy. Dom Kennedy always gets love on this shit. Everyone's always talking about it.
Yeah. And then it was crazy. Like recently, I met a printer. He's a printer for 40s and Shorties. Because I was wearing the bag, and he was like, "Oh, I made that." And I was like, "Wait, what?"
That's
weird. He was like, "Yeah, I put together."
Did we just become best friends?
And it was like the DJ homie's cousin or something. And he like gave me his number. He's like, "If you ever need anything, hit me up." I'm like, bet.
Hell yeah, that's hard.
It's crazy out in LA.
So you said Adidas, 40s and Shorties.
Adidas, 40s. I'm a big like shoe guy, so like Nike or even Reebok.
What kind of shoes you got on right now?
Reebok DMX.
Reebok. Okay.
I love Reebok Classics.
Me too. Favorite. I like those ones. Yeah, I like the one with the little London flag on it. I think that's just like,
nice dirty. I wear my shoes down, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll get a pair of Air Force Ones and I'll just wear them to the ground. Like,
Yeah. Until you can see your sock.
Soul, yeah. You know?
Sock at the bottom of your sole.
Yeah. Like, I like white shoes, but I'll like get them dirty. And, like,
I love dirty white shoes. That's my favorite shoe.
What about you, bro? What's your three brands?
Shit, lately, I've been wearing Cons, Nike, Cortez.
Those are making a comeback.
And just,
I've seen you rocking the Cortez. Yeah, you pull that shit off tight.
Dude, yeah. I love them.
Not that they ever went anywhere, Cortez's, but I just feel like people are starting to have a new appreciation for them.
Yeah, and just some like 70s pants. Like some like
what's 70s
high
waters,
pants? 70s
pants. High waters, okay.
Mm.
Like some, like they're kind of baggy. Back a little, like, I don't want to say like baggy boot cut because you're probably thinking like a fucking blazing.
Like flared and
no
shit.
No fucking flare, nothing crazy.
Like that 70s show Ashton Kutcher swag.
Yeah, no.
Like some straight leg shit.
But some straight leg, like little high water action.
Okay.
I've been looking for some plaid, like a cool plaid dope style pants.
I got some fire too wool pants that are getting like adjusted, like tailored for me.
Wool pants?
Yeah, they're like a gray.
Wear them now itchy before it gets hot.
Yeah, it's funny because I bought them like last spring, like in Chicago from some thrift store.
That just sounds
or not even thrift. It was like a curated like secondhand store.
Oh, okay.
Like in can't remember the neighborhood. Pilsen, 18th Street. She was fire.
It's like a round two kind of thing.
Nah, it was like what La Loop vintage is. You know La Loop over there by Park and Rec?
No, I don't think so.
Or like, you know, no, it wasn't like Flashbacks. It was like the kind of vintage store that sells like 50s t-shirts and like cowboy boots and shit like that. Oh. You know what I'm talking about? Like, not like fucking, not like, don't think like Buffalo Exchange. Like, it's like vintagier than that.
Flannel.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of have a better image. Yeah.
They got like all some disco outfits and shit in there.
Last question. If you guys were put in an apocalyptic situation and you were only able to get your hands on three albums of pieces or three pieces of music, what would those be?
So,
basically, it's a top three albums question, but I want to make it interesting.
Probably Nothing Was the Same by Drake.
Okay.
That's probably his last great album. But now I'm kind of leaning towards Views as opinion, like my top Drake album. I've been listening to Views a lot lately. So kind of Views is like not like top, but more of a classic. Definitely Nothing Was the Same.
True. I'm more of a Take Care person.
Take Care. Take Care definitely.
I fucking love If You're Reading This It's Too Late.
That's that like one aged better, favorite. I feel like that aged that a lot. One grew. That was kind of like my 808s like and heartbreaks like for Drake.
Fucking More Life grew on me. Hella grew on
I
me.
I thought I like More Life. That was a good one.
Yeah, I've been bumping on like 4422 off that. And then like the Georgia's interlude. Those are like.
Hell yeah. Shout out fucking Georgia Smith.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That and then probably Jid,
yeah,
the
never, shit.
The what's it called? The Never Story.
That's just fire. Yeah.
And then
that's actually how like my first time like knowing who dude was because I heard a lot of people talk about him because he's like out of J. Cole shit. But
so you'd run to the D section and then grab the, everything.
Yeah, grab all the Drake shit. And then yeah, and then like because of the internet, Okay. Latino, probably. Damn. I have all of those on vinyl too.
That's a whole one.
I always imagine that, like, not really, you're in like a record shop and then like, boom, alien abduction, like the fucking roof blows off, you're about to get sucked up in
some like Walking Dead shit happens.
Like, you gotta grab some shit in the record store, like.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to Drake first, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Going to Drake.
I feel that. Yeah. You got some?
I'd probably pick like Sade, Love Deluxe for sure. Shout out, I gotta have that. Probably like some early Cure, like the Three Imaginary Boys album. That's fucking amazing. I love that shit.
Oh yeah.
I always find good shit when I listen to the Cure. I don't know. And then maybe like a Morrissey or Depeche Mode album. Mm. Be straight. That's all I need.
Yeah.
You're like the biggest Sade fan, bro.
More aged.
Yeah.
How many Sade shirts do you have?
Like bigger than like me.
Probably four.
I think I got
more than one.
I have like,
except for the bootleg one that I made at T-shirt Mart. But
I have like two sought out ones like that I've never seen anyone else in the one. Like one I've never seen anyone with.
And yeah, you told me a fucking flex story about how you copped some Sade shirt off somebody's back or some shit.
Yeah, dude. Today I bought like a fucking, I was at a thrift in Santee and I walked in and some dad had an Osiris Windbreaker on. I don't know if you guys, like, in like the early 2000s, Osiris was like the shit. Yeah, like if you had fucking anything Osiris.
I remember Jay and Jules were telling me the story about
Osiris is the shit. Like, and the early Osiris shit was like popping, like the clothing. So yeah. I saw this windbreaker on this dude's body and I fucking was in my work uniform. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? I introduced myself, treated it like a sale. And then fucking, I was like, yo, is your windbreaker for sale? And I threw a number at him that he couldn't say no, and I got it. He took it off right there, and I bought it off his back right then and there.
That's crazy.
And I learned a lot from him because he collects, like, Vans and shit, USA Vans, and, like, he's got a whole, like, section of surf clothes and shit. Mm. So I got his contact to link with that fool, see what I can get, you know?
Yeah.
So always trying to come up.
Making moves.
If I can ever turn 40 into, like, 300, I'm going to spend it. If I can spend 100 and make 5, I'm going to spend it. Nice. Like, I won't even think.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Just cop.
Finessing.
Like 500% return.
Yeah, 1 to 5s all day.
Cool. Well, you know, that's all I got for today. Anything else you guys want to cover? Shout out anything? Man, shout out yourselves. Shout out
fucking Rerun, bro. They need to get the honorable mention as far as brand shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. This is a great store. Right. I love this store. Store's awesome. Definitely my so humble much cool. beginning.
Shit, we're trying to do a second store real soon. Just got to keep growing.
Store's awesome.
Second store place would be the fucking.
Yeah, it's just, that'd be the it's way such to go. A nice vibe.
That shit
in
would
here.
Just have to be called Rerun.
Oh, I want to do just a straight vintage store. That'd be the plan. Yeah. I want to do a fucking full blown vintage store.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, where could people find your stuff right now? Instagram wise,
yeah, IG. They can hit us all up like on the Rerun Vintage IG. There's a whole bio of all of us on there.
Mm.
You can hit us all up on there, or if you see something on the Rerun Vintage IG, you can just DM the page right away.
All right.
We're working on something in the next month or so where you can actually call the store and purchase directly from the page.
Nice.
And you know, pay for it over the phone, and we'll ship it out to you. So that's some other shit, you know.
What about yours is what, just all Josh Giggin or?
Yeah, just Josh Giggin, everything, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. Yeah, catch me in the city near you this month. I'm being in LA, San Francisco at the end of the month. Pull up. Let's turn up.
Busy guy. Go look at this man's whole schedule this month. It's going to be in like 4 or 5 different places.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
You got anything?
Thursday, Blonde Bar, pull up, Hype Beats party with fucking a bunch of the homies, all slaps, all recent slaps. I mean, this episode's coming out on Thursday, but fucking
Spook
me, bro.
That speak shit, your shit
fucking amplified
through
yo.
Saturday.
Make sure you come out Saturday.
That's Saturday. That's just gonna be fun. Fucking crazy.
Main reason why we're all here.
Josh Giggins on the bill. Saturn Boulevard is on the bill. Wilby's on the bill. Whole lot of Rerun shit going on. Shout all these different
starts at 5 p.m.
Marcellian.
All the difference,
Rossi.
Bro.
Rossi.
Rod. Shout out Rossi. He's going to be there too, bro. We're just going to be in the heart of the city, man. Downtown San Diego.
East Village.
We're just going to be fucking just living it up, man.
They got kombucha on tap too, so I'm stoked on that.
No shit.
Yeah, Trilogy. All ages. Shit.
Yeah. No excuse. 5 to 9 for the...
for the like
pop-up. The pop-ups, yep.
And then 9 to the fucking...
5 to 9?
Yep, everybody's about to have some exclusive shit. Sober Sport's going to have some exclusive shit. We're dropping fucking...
Yeah, Monday Suck got some shit coming out too.
Yeah.
Or like you can cop their shit for hella cheap. So
basically you want to be there.
I like their shit, man.
Pull up.
Dropping hella new Rottweiler tees.
Don't be weird.
All female Psycat shit.
There's so many benefits to this. Get some local shit, network, talk to some local people out here, get your ass out the house.
Get your ass inspired.
Dance to some fucking cool music because it's not going to be like just all trap shit. It's going to be some groovy shit. I'm going to play some groovy shit. I'm sure Josh is going to play some groovy shit.
Steelo's going to play.
I'm playing bachata for like 3 straight hours. But no, pull up, yeah. Fucking rerun 1 year anniversary held by Dice Roll the Radio and Giggin and Friends.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be fucking legendary. And with that, we conclude this Dice Roll Radio episode 36. Hold on, I got to pull the sound bar up here. I go by the motherfucking name of Will Be the Don.
Stilo Suave, Rottweiler, yeah. Suave City, Saturn Boulevard, ho.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
It's been a fun episode.
Thank you.
Wanted it there. Good nights. Farewell. Until next time.
You got most of them flakes then, nigga. What's happening? Got muscle. You got muscle. Got muscle. You got muscle. Yeah. How many niggas from the block? There's a real nigga till they get popped. Get knocked and a nigga turn a guy to a cop. And I never give a fuck about an op. You're hot. Dude's bigger than a raindrop. I done seen more coons than boondocks, huh? Get a song, then he blow, then he stop, beat his ass, take a chain, then we out. I don't give a fuck about the car, I just really care about the outcome. Man, a nigga really miss Malcolm. Gunshots for the club, clout dumb. This real nigga shit ransom. Not random, throw tantrums. My bitch be bad, you can't fathom. So I cop the phantom.